Rolling, got the boomer tech falling. Just give it a minute, and Royce will be calling. That's right, Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show.
Welcome.
What are you laughing at?
How was Vegas, Joe? Oh, you weren't invited.
Oh, that was mean.
That's funny.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, Joe. Did they forget to invite you?
I didn't even know they were going, so I guess they did.
They must have forgot. Sometimes you forget things with friends, don't you, Joe?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm very good at making plans with friends.
You always remember?
Very good at organizing.
You never forget things?
I'm a big fan of group chats.
I know. You love group chats. You know.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going? What? Did you find a group chat on the floor?
Yeah, there's a group chat on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Stupid asshole. I just know. It's just impressive that you never forget anything.
Okay. You know what I didn't forget?
What didn't you forget?
I ordered you pizza today.
You did remember to order me pizza, Joe.
That's right.
You don't forget anything ever.
Thank you.
You never forget things.
Oh,
so
no.
So good that you never, ever forget anything.
Is today your...
It's so cool.
Wait, is today...
You never forget...
I didn't know you brought... What is...
You never forget
Wait,
anything.
Is today your...
It's fine. Sometimes we is just... Today your we forget things, is today... and it's okay.
Why are you holding
forget...
a cup that says happy birthday?
I don't know. I just have a cup.
You have to hold it up higher.
It
they
says happy birthday. Oh, good.
Is today your birthday?
Well, I mean, if today was my birthday, technically.
Ian, did you know it was his birthday? Is today your birthday?
Of course I knew it was his birthday. I called him. I texted him. I sent him stuff.
Of course.
People are going to think this was planned.
What a friend does.
I feel like a piece of shit. Oh, my.
Oh, no. It doesn't work. No, it's fine, Joe. No, it's fine that you forgot my birthday.
Well, I don't go on Facebook anymore, and that's
but
where...
technically, you didn't... It's not midnight yet, so you remembered, right?
Oh, it's tomorrow. I knew it was tomorrow.
No, it's that's yesterday, you cunt.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Royce.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know what? I would have invited you, but every time I invite you to do something, you seem to be too busy. Okay. So I figured you'd be too busy for Vegas.
He was too busy for my birthday yesterday, Royce.
Happy birthday, Dan, by the way.
I know, I appreciate it.
I only know... Even my closest friend's birthdays by looking at Facebook. And I don't look at Facebook hardly anymore. So
I put yours on my calendar.
So wait a second. Wait a goddamn second.
This is not...
Blaming the fact that you're a fucking terrible friend on Mark Zuckerberg?
Look.
Let me translate. I speak Cousin Joe. Let me translate. I'm going to translate.
Oh, he speaks me.
If technology doesn't remind me, I don't care enough about you.
I don't know anyone's birthday. Why is it?
Oh yeah, what's Scott Weiland's birthday? What's Scott Weiland's birthday?
I'm not telling you.
He knows.
Fucking hey, I got another. What's Eddie Vedder's birthday?
He knows that one too because he comes on a cake every year, and then eats it.
You know. This is not how I envisioned. Dan and I were talking about what we're going to do tonight on the show.
Oh, we can still do that.
And
see, look at that.
And I had no idea.
Look at that.
He's still wearing his birthday hat.
See?
What are you showing me?
Joe Coletta's birthday, November 15th.
That's auto-added by Facebook.
I added that.
Wow.
To your contact on my phone. Because I'm a real friend.
Well,
Are you kidding me? No. Joe has you in his phone, Dan, as co-host with a question mark next to it.
It changes.
Wait, he brought a balloon.
Hey, Joe.
Can I tape
Joe.
A firecracker to that?
Joe, you want to come to Vegas?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know, get a flight. You'll be here tomorrow.
That's a hell of an invitation.
Look, I'm going to invite all of you. At the end of the month, I'm going to Houston for Skankfest. Please, you're invited to come. Now, I'll await the text message on what reason you can't do it.
Where is Skankfest?
Did you not hear when I said Houston?
Oh, okay, you did. That involves a plane, too. This is a lot of effort that I have to put forward.
See, this guy can't be remembered to say happy birthday to his co-host. He's going to get on a fucking plane to hang out with you know what? You're just being shit, Joe. You really are. I'm in Vegas right now. I should be having fun. Cousin Joe. But here I am. Here I am. Joe, what's my birthday?
I got to go to Facebook.
Piece of fucking shit.
Why is that a bad thing? I don't know anyone's birthday. I don't. I'm not 8 years old.
Do you know your girlfriend's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh God, I hope so.
That's different.
Oh, why is it different?
It just is.
How long have you known your girlfriend?
Over a year.
How long have you known Dan?
A little longer than that.
A little longer than that. Fucking Joe, Jesus Christ. All right, I'll let you guys go.
All right.
You have a good show.
Enjoy Vegas.
Enjoy Vegas, man.
Talk to you later, buddy. There goes right. Royce.
Bye, Royce. Yeah, and I think Ian's frozen.
Yeah, I know.
We killed Ian.
That's
actually a taxidermy, Ian. Oh, man, we finally get Ian back and he freezes.
No, let me call him back.
Oh, we lost the call?
No, he's still on Skype, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still on Skype, I think.
Let's see.
Nope.
What happened to Ian? This is not how I envisioned the show.
Ian, are you there?
And starting.
Ian?
Yes. Hello?
There he is.
Okay, you're back.
I think when Royce called in, it put him on hold.
Oh, that's because you answered the phone wrong.
I couldn't hear you guys for a while there.
I'm sorry. I think when Royce called, I was so excited to speak to him, I might have hit the wrong button.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thanks, man, for saying it. I mean, you said it on my birthday, too, but this is nice, too.
I did. Why? Well, who wouldn't? Any friend would, right?
Yeah, anyone did.
Unbelievable.
I mean, all his ex-co-hosts did.
I don't think... Wow. God damn it.
Oh, boy.
All right, Ian's back. I fixed it.
Welcome back, Ian.
Thanks.
Hi.
You look great, man.
You look great, man.
Oh, thanks. When Ian, we were testing the phones before, and Ian had to go do something.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought he'd logged off.
Yeah, we...
And me and Joe were just, like, fawning over his hair and how jealous we were. And then he's like, hey, guys.
I didn't hear that, though.
Oh, well, we didn't say anything about that. We were just making that up as a joke.
Yeah, yeah. We're saying it'd be funny if that happened.
If we had said that. We didn't.
If our friend caught us talking about his hair and how beautiful it was.
Mm-hmm.
I tried growing mine like yours, but it just goes up. It just gets poofy. It never, flows down. It just goes up.
Mine got down past the ears, and then it started to curl. And then I started balding, so I shaved the whole thing off.
Yeah, but Joe, you have like, wavy hair, right?
What? No.
Your hair is wavy, right?
It's not wavy.
What is it, then?
Well,
stupid.
Yeah, it's falling out. What do you mean, what is it? It's hair.
It doesn't seem like you have straight hair.
Yeah. I have a part where, yeah, here. Where I used to have it like combed this way in junior high. It was terrible. I'm sure Rose is a pick. What are you doing?
Someone said Hurts Friends in the chat, so I checked it off.
Well, that every time someone says that, you don't have to. You're running out of room to write check marks.
Well, I figured that Forget Dan's Birthday and Hurts Friends can both be checked.
Can I just refer you to.
What?
See, both of you guys do the show with me, but you don't have the pleasure. In luxury of getting YouTube notifications when someone comments on one of our videos.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read a comment from Danny Freeman that came in at 2:20 a.m. this morning.
Oh, so he was up.
Very uncomfortable first few minutes. Now, this was
show?
Oh, this is a good question. It could have been any, literally any of the shows.
Describes all of them.
It was,
did it tell you which one?
January 2nd.
So he went back to January 2nd to say that we were
I guess he's catching up. He's binge-watching us.
Okay.
Who could blame him for that? He's binge watching.
Then he should know that they're just very uncomfortable beginnings.
Yes.
We get rolling after 30 minutes or so.
At least. And sometimes 45.
Yeah.
But I just found that a bit fitting for tonight's show. Because, Danny, if you feel uncomfortable, imagine how I feel. Dan is still wearing a happy birthday hat on his head. The camera doesn't pick it up.
They can kind of see it a little bit.
No, they can't.
Is that better?
Yeah, now they can see the dumb string around your head.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm uncomfortable. And yes, Miami Milk, that is the bit.
There you go.
Ian cooled Jesus bit. Lazarus.
Yeah, Ian does look like a cool
Is Ian
Jesus.
Frozen again? Ian, can you stop freezing? You're making my job hard.
I think he just sits like that.
How am I gonna stop freezing? I'm eating a banana. Can you guys see me eating my banana?
Oh, I wish we could see that.
Well, now we have to get you
all
back
on.
All
our female listeners will be into that.
I bet.
All right, we're going to try this again. Ian, there's something wrong with your internet.
All right. No, it's not mine, man. I've got a house. I own a home.
Okay, that has nothing to do.
Ian, yes, can you open your window so more internet can get through? Perhaps that'll fix it.
All right. I'm so glad I brought you back. You're eating a banana, just like you said. All right. Well, it's time to move on. And, yes, it's a platinum beer evening. And
can we somehow use, like, the donations from tonight's show toward a birthday present for Dan?
No, I don't need a present. I got pizza.
Yeah, that was his present. Enough.
The whole pie?
Oh, no, yeah. Ian, that's enough about my birthday. We sure don't dedicate the entire show to his for his birthday. And I didn't have to sit here with that uncomfortable a few years ago. Mm.
Okay. Anyway. Huh?
What?
Feel free to donate for Dan's birthday present. Might be a little late. Right. But it's a present nonetheless.
For my 2021 birthday present.
Well, you'll know I'll remember next year after this.
No, you won't.
Probably not.
No, you won't.
Next year it'll actually be on the Thursday. Oh, okay. Definitely won't remember.
Oh, I gotta make myself a note. You guys gotta talk when I don't talk.
Oh, hey, Ian.
Hey, Dan.
I'm done. I'm just writing it
down. You done with your banana?
I am. I'm done. All gone.
Okay. Damn. What? Oh, you're done? I'm sorry. Ian, he's back. The show's back about him again.
Hey,
don't,
Joe.
Don't talk and not spoken to, please. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt your banana talk.
Hey, Dan, you better watch out or he's going to have his girlfriend as the co-host and not you, so.
I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean? Oh, just, I know what it means.
it's just choices.
What does it mean? I don't like that. I don't get the joke.
He's just saying, like, sometimes you think I would be the one you'd select if you had to choose a co-host, but sometimes you would choose somebody else.
What?
What?
I have no
idea. Like, say you won some random thing.
Oh, all right. Look, I got it now. By the way, Ian, I bought us movie tickets for Pearl Jam.
Oh, you get to watch it on the big screen.
That's so nice. Thank you. I appreciate that.
We get to, I hope you do. Yeah, there was a leak, but I got them before they went on sale officially today. Yesterday, I bought tickets to see the new album in Dolby Atmos surround sound.
And wait a minute.
They're, what?
You bought tickets to...
I don't want to spend too much time on this because I know people don't like when we...
Happy birthday, babe. I remembered. Oh. Here's the song that should actually be the theme.
Oh, cool.
Ian, you look good. Glad you're back.
That was
my
from...
girlfriend's hitting on Ian again.
That was from Happy
Birthday. Is that a girl, hopefully?
Yeah, super it's my girlfriend nice hitting on you.
That everyone respects. That's cousin Dan.
You know,
he's got a whole
a catchy song.
Charm, and you know he's probably tall.
So was the other one.
That's cousin Dan. And he seems like he'd be very bright when he calls.
That's very cool.
That's cousin
very
Dan.
Nice.
I mean,
I thought you petitioned to have that removed from the internet.
I did. It didn't go through
yet.
I
don't know what happened.
I'm still waiting on 299 more votes.
That was, of course, from our friend.
Reach my goal.
First off, thanks, babe, for sending that and hitting on Ian. But that was from Irrational Times.
Yes. A good pal, Irrational Times.
That was awesome.
So, Ian, are you excited about the, it's the studio, it's the premiere of the studio album. It's coming out 2 days
yeah,
before
gonna,
the release.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay. I'm glad you're excited.
I mean, I'm excited.
It's
I'm
not like
pumped.
Sitting in MSG, but I mean, it's something.
Which I will be.
What? Yo, you will be? You are going?
Of course he's going. I knew
okay.
he'd go.
Yeah, I'm going. Oh, so you switched your decision? You did the right
no,
thing?
No, I found my own way.
Oh, you found your own way in. I understand. With no help from Joe at all.
What section are you in?
I'm not sure. I know
don't
it's up.
Him. He's gonna. If you have better seats, he's gonna switch. Try to switch with you.
That's not why. I thought maybe we could. Okay, never mind.
Maybe be in the same row again. That'd be awkward.
Royce, the concert, Joe, you pinhead. Yeah, got it. Got it.
Royce, it's gonna be great.
I feel like Ian doesn't appreciate my. It was supposed to be a surprise too, and then Ian messaged me that there was going to be the theater premiere after
yeah.
I bought tickets. I had to break the surprise to him.
Yeah.
So this was the excitement level that you had when I texted you earlier?
Because
I was envisioning something else. I was envisioning a...
Yeah,
a
so was I about 2 months ago.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So, you know, expectations are kind of a funny thing, right?
I don't think he's over it.
No, I don't think so either. I I thought we had like a heart-to-heart conversation where he was over it, but I think it's lingering.
Well, I think this is just part of the fabric of our friendship now.
Oh, it's just woven in.
This is not part. No, this is a patch that was ironed on and it fell off.
For sure,
it's not woven in. It's not woven in.
It's like a Pearl Jam patch on a denim jacket.
Yes. One.
Royce, surprise! You're my second choice.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess she didn't want to go to that.
You know what, Ian?
Actually, he got 3 tickets.
Oh, fuck that.
What a piece of shit.
Oh, really?
I didn't get 3 tickets. And if I did, you know what?
Who the fuck are you?
I don't think I'm going to take
birthday,
you anymore.
Happy birthday, Cousin Dan.
Okay.
I'm sure Dick over there has something special planned.
What?
Here is Wonderwall.
Who?
Dick over there.
I heard it. Sweet.
This is a Wonderwall.
Sounds a little sped up though. Somebody fucking asshole. Told me
the world. Sounds better. Is
gonna roll my favorite song on the planet. I don't appreciate it being messed with. That's not how you do it. What? That's not a flame. You gotta push the thing. Stop it. There you go. The song's over. Sorry.
Oh, fuck. It'll come on again.
Yeah, Harry, you would think I would know better than this, but I still can't help but think one day someone's going to send me a song I like.
It happened once or twice.
That's why I hold out hope. It's happened before.
There have been people who have actually played real songs you actually enjoy.
And I wait for the twist, but it never happens. I appreciate that. So, happy birthday, Dan.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
From the heart.
Yep. Moving on.
Oh, man. I'm just going to, by the way, I spent $5 in supplies for this gag.
I like it.
So I'm going to charge it to the Joe Show account. I got to charge $7. I got a piece of candy. but I'll send you the receipt for that.
We'll take it out of the petty cash.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Even though it isn't explosive?
I was going to say, it's right next to the canister shells and the M80s.
You explained how that's not allowed. Joe did text me on my birthday. He said, you better show up tomorrow and not do it from home, you stupid cunt. Something like that. I don't know. It was a nice text.
It was that auto type, where it predicts what you're going to say.
Kept hitting the middle button, and it was just...
Yeah. The predictive text is so unreliable these days.
It is.
I'm sorry. Like happy Why and the cunt, they get confused sometimes.
Why did the predictive text just randomly text me the word faggot at 2:30 in the morning then? I don't understand that. Seems like you did that on
purpose. That was supposed to be another happy birthday.
Oh, was
I wanted to emphasize it. But it got translated wrong. Hey Google, send Dan happy birthday. And
call Dan Faggot.
And then,
sent.
The thing is, in my contacts, instead of Dan, it says faggot.
So, I understand.
So now you can see where the confusion came from. So
now it makes sense.
It's kind of my problem.
That's what this guy says right here.
He just called me an asshole. Okay. So this is the show. If you if you're a first time watcher, first of all, I apologize. Second, you would know this is where you go for your news. This is
the
news headquarters.
News headquarters of this room.
Yes, of the room. We gave you Dan's birthday.
Yep, breaking.
That breaking story is wrapping up now.
Yes.
In the
never to be mentioned again.
In the Situation Room. And we have the latest on the coronavirus.
Oh, finally.
Dan has some...
We're going to have some inside knowledge.
Dan has some breaking news.
Mm-hmm. This is important.
It is.
This is from the New York Post, so you know it's...
Reliable.
Reliable, real news.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, has a shitty, punny headline. Because shitty puns are...
The New York Post has a punny headline?
That's, like,
I think
they mass-produce them. Coronavirus-themed porn is going viral, Joe. It's going viral. Oh, that's funny. Anyway.
That actually is pretty funny.
Oh, Ian, it gets better.
What?
Here's the first line of the article. Now that's a sick fetish. That's a sick fetish. Because people, it's a disease that people are dying from. Get it?
They're sick, right?
Oh, that's my goodness.
That's the
coronavirus-themed porn is going viral on streaming sites, with more than 100 videos from this bizarre genre popping up in recent days, according to a report. I like it as according to a report, not according to Steve in the mailroom, who was looking at Pornhub on the company servers again. What are you doing? A research? Put your dick away. The largely amateur outbreak videos, which include everything from horn dogs and hazmat suits to MILFs in quarantine, have emerged on free sites such as Pornhub and X-Hamster. Never heard of them. Viewers are hotter than a fever for the sickness-centric smut because fear is often fetishized, one porn actor told the outlet.
Hotter than a fever.
Because they're not only porn stars, they're psychologists. Did you know that, Joe?
I'm learning that now.
Mm-hmm. The viewers are hotter. Oh, I read that one. I think people are attracted to COVID-19 themed porn the same way people. That's the official name.
Mm.
The same way people who are scared of their shadow are attached to horror movies. See, that's the same thing. Like when I'm scared, like I want to watch a horror movie.
They go hand in hand.
If there's a flu, I want to beat off to people wearing masks.
Absolutely.
See? It's the same. We're all searching for things to make us come alive, said the performer, Spicy, who has appeared in the coronavirus-themed porn. I think that was actually... Me and Joe, because we're professionals, did our own research before the show.
We did.
We've noticed that some of these coronavirus videos are just people reposting videos and putting coronavirus in the search thing. No coronavirus in the video.
No.
Unacceptable.
It's very misleading.
Mm-hmm. The amateur porn maker appeared in a video dubbed Body Cam Footage Investigates Deserted Wuhan. We had that one on before.
Oh, yeah.
That was the...
As Dan said, we did our due diligence research before the show.
Which features a woman in a hospital gown and a man in a hazmat suit hooking up in the Ground Zero city. It was very realistic. We'll show, the first 30 seconds of it.
Yeah, we have some
examples. The trick, C, is to keep Joe guessing. The discomfort of waiting for the smash mouth twist keeps his senses sharp.
That is true.
Thank you, Tactical Discord. Well, now I know it's going to be.
Well, now we know it's real. The smash mouth there.
Sounds like the original. There's no. Wow, this is. Thank you, Tactical Discord. Aw, this makes me happy.
It's good.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Please go on with the hard-hitting news. What? Sorry, there's no breakdown for you.
Other videos give new meaning to the term protection.
Like,
as couples strip down but keep their surgical masks on. That was the first one we studied.
Yeah.
For the
We seem to have done the same research as New York Post.
Seems
like our sources are just as credible.
Going on the site and just watching it for 30
seconds.
Seems
like we have the same...
Clicking through some videos. Other videos give... another title, TSA agent detains woman suspected of coronavirus, capitalizes on fears surrounding traveling during the outbreak. That's what it's capitalized on. Not bouncy boobs. It's fears that they're trying to get.
Am I doing this right?
What are you doing right, Mike is Contentious? Thank you for the donation.
Well, thank you very much, Mike is Contentious.
Forehead.
No.
Well, the ears
it's not right at all.
This is actually coming. Mike nailed it.
I would disagree completely, and
I like this.
We're just going to have to agree to disagree.
This is good.
So much horrendous. So much say, so really bad. Wrong with
taking the back streets. Hey!
You'll never know if you don't go.
Go!
You'll never shine if you don't glow. Thanks.
Hey, now.
Hey, Dan, happy birthday. Oh. We're all good friends. We're so thoughtful.
Hi, X-Security. Good to see you.
Hi, X-Security. And then they just end the article. So we've got all that. And this is the last line in the article, okay. Real quick. Just throwing this in.
To really drive it home.
Worldwide, the deadly virus has killed more than 3,000 people and infected 90,000.
So they just decided to throw a fact in.
They just throw real quick, 3,000 people are dead, 90,000 infected, after they did like just a pun-laden, horrible... We did do some research. We found the one with the... Actually, the one that has the picture in the article, Joe, is the first one we found.
Okay.
The nice man wearing the mask, and he won't fuck his girlfriend until she puts a mask on?
I believe we have that.
Yeah, I think we can show the beginning part of that.
Yeah.
And then some weird stuff happens.
Daddy, I'm home! I'm so worried.
Always good when it starts with daddy.
Don't you move a foot closer! Have you not heard of COVID-19? You aren't even wearing a mask!
You mean the coronavirus all the way over in China? I think I'll be fine. It's like a little flu.
But you look chinky to me.
Just fuck me.
It's not just a flu in that mask.
She sounds really... Like, I'm convinced that she's horny. She's really into it. She sounds like...
Yeah,
she,
well, I mean, she opened the door and said, "Hi, Daddy, I'm horny." So, I mean, right there, that's just...
That's gotta
right
be...
off the bat.
Is that a pet name, or is this incest
porn? I'm hoping
porn?
It's a pet name, since they look not related.
Right.
I don't see any connection there. I'd have to see her mom first to make sure, but... I also noticed his audio with a mask on sounds better than hers.
Much better,
one.
Much louder, too.
Yeah, I don't know if they stuck a microphone up into it, maybe.
Isn't even protecting you. It might protect other
also,
people
as I was
from
saying,
getting the virus.
I was telling Dan before the show, I love how... Oops. I love how, like, healthcare workers aren't able to get masks because they're in short supply. But this
industry,
fucking asshole...
The poor industry's got a ton
has the high
from
tech.
Our research.
Yeah.
If you're already infected, the only way to protect yourself is to have a good mask, N95 rated and higher. There's
it's
over
PSA.
60 million people in full
it
quarantine
like
in China right now. Over 60. Those are just public numbers.
This guy from the CDC?
Probably a lot more.
I think he is.
We have to be safe. We have to be protected. This is way more than a little common flu.
Daddy, I don't have time for this. My pussy is like so wet.
Oh, no.
Get down right now.
Ugh. I'm horny too.
I'm convinced they're both
okay,
horny. But
I want no accidents.
They seem horny.
Protection.
Daddy, I hate condoms.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm not talking about condoms.
All right, look.
Oh, everyone.
That
like
song
that,
is in the video?
I like
that.
Yes, it is, Ian.
The video.
They got the rights for that song?
No.
I don't think they have the rights, Ian. I don't think
neither
this
do
gets
we, which is
why
like I lowered it.
It's still there. By the way, we watched the whole scene holding hands, and the song plays throughout the entire lovemaking scene.
Yes, it sure does.
Also, spoiler alert, since we can't show it, he does not take the mask off when he eats her out.
No, he does not.
He, like, nuzzles her vagina.
Oh,
with his mask.
Shit.
Amazing.
Oh, uh-oh. This is...
Okay.
Yep.
What happened?
Can you get it off the screen, stupid?
Yep. Doing that.
Fucking retard.
Remember when I wrote the time down when I should stop it when
yeah,
we were doing that before? Yeah.
Well, if you have one of your hands on your dick, it'd be easier.
It would.
Can you get that off the screen?
Yep,
now?
Gonna do that too. Come on. I was trying to reconnect fucking Ian.
It's Joe's first day, guys.
No, because Ian keeps freezing up, and I
oh,
have to.
Mike is contentious in the chat.
Shut up,
That's
Ian.
Just how my girlfriend talks.
Hey, by the way, has anybody made sure that frozen Asian isn't contaminated? Or is being frozen?
I haven't seen
catching.
Frozen Asian in the chat.
That's true.
Is he all right?
Oh, goodness. Fuck. I really hope so.
Oh. Hang on.
What happened?
Well, I had the board muted. Mr. Smith donated for Joe's sanity.
Aww.
Where'd it go?
You play the song?
Didn't play. Well, let's redo it. In the meantime, let me get Ian back up.
You muted Ian again?
Yeah, sorry that I make this so high maintenance.
You do.
The fuck are you?
I know.
There it
for
is.
Joe's sanity.
There we go. Thank you, Mr. Smith, once again. Okay, let me get Ian.
Oh, Frozen Asian's alive.
Yay!
Good. I'm relieved. Sorry, I'm trying to get Ian on the, Ian, stop doing that thing where you freeze and then I have to redo this, okay?
He's not frozen.
Okay.
His mouth moving. Well, I'll read some stuff in the chat. There's a hashtag I like Cousin Dan in here.
Well, that's something Ian started.
Oh. I like Dan because he looks like he gives good hugs,
Dan
no homo.
Dan is a good friend that invites people to shows. Joe is a person.
I told you a person.
I mean, that's one
for Royce,
way
that's a step up.
It kind of is.
A person.
That sadly is. Weak arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole yeah, I'm not a fan of this at all. I don't like this. He's choking how everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Get back to reality. Why are we listening to this?
Because it's good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Miami MILF says, I like Cousin Dan because he's so funny and his girlfriend sounds cool, like she'd give up her Pearl Jam ticket for a friend. Aww.
It wasn't up to my girlfriend to give it up. It was up to me.
Just saying.
Okay. Anything else in the chat you know about, Dan?
Oh, no. I think we got it all.
All right.
Oh. Frozen Asian was busy at work. Phew.
Well, thank you for putting your priorities in order.
That's good because I bet that's the first time anyone joked about that with him. So I'm sure he's appreciating it.
Yeah, Ian.
What's that?
Nothing.
Ian just drifting in and out.
Are we still reading the I like Dan because hashtag?
Ian, the conversation does not start and stop at your discretion.
You miserable
piece of shit.
Piece you're of like shit, a movie man. Who, damn it, you're like a child who wanders into a movie.
Then there was this one.
You got to watch where you cut that one. There's an interesting thing on the side there.
Yes, that's... I gotta be careful now.
I be careful with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is another really hot coronavirus porn.
This one's great. Yeah, Joe couldn't stop jerking off of this one.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not?
It was pretty hot.
What's really hot is there's no audio.
Mm-hmm. That turns it on even more. That makes it classy.
Yeah.
There you go. That actually looks like the one we were just watching when we watched that actual scene.
When Dan brought this up to me and I went to Pornhub, again, for research before
research
the show,
purposes. It
wasn't I just
up.
Typed in C-O-R and then coronavirus
oh, that's so fucking funny.
Came up as a suggestion and then coronavirus
space
two words.
Space virus.
Yeah.
In case you weren't
searched.
Sure how you wanted to spell it.
I just... Was there ever like SARS porn? Did we miss that?
No, SARS was like 2003, wasn't it? It was like early 2000s.
I think it was.
I don't think Pornhub is around.
Pornhub. Let me just do a search here.
No, you better.
I have to do a research.
SARS porn. That's Sarah.
Okay. A lot of Sarahs coming up. Whoa.
A bunch of Sarahs.
That's a big pee-pee.
Thanks.
Yeah, no SARS. Just a lot of Sarahs.
Well, you put Sarah in the search. You.
No, I didn't.
What's that say?
Oh. Okay. Let's try this again.
Any SARS porn?
It changes it to Sarah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, look.
Oh, Jesus.
Look, S, enter.
Oh, right here. It searches instead for SARS.
Okay.
See right down here?
Oh, it's Pornhub's like Google. It automatically corrects you.
It knows what you want. It knows it's hard for you to type with one hand, so it like tries to help you.
More Sarahs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
this
of Sarah work.
Coronavirus specific.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know what? It's the hot trend now. What all the porn companies
what was the
do.
Last trend that we had porn of?
Ebola? Oh, I thought you meant the last.
No, that we played on the show.
Oh, every holiday there's always like an uptick in that holiday's porn.
Was that what we played?
I don't know, but like every like they always show it like every holiday like around like Thanksgiving there'll be Thanksgiving porn, around Halloween there'll be Halloween porn.
Mm.
Like for some reason people just sit at home and are just like, well, I might as well be festive tonight since I'm alone eating Doritos, and then they'll watch whatever that holiday is porn.
I guess I can't imagine a market for that, but apparently there is. Fucking Ian.
What about it?
You're frozen.
God damn it. Should I just bounce?
No, I don't want you to bounce. If anything, I'll just leave your...
Jim Edwards says, Dan knows how to navigate Pornhub like a pro. No, I'm just... You know, sometimes you just pick up on things, you know?
Yeah. You're navigate. In tune to...
Yeah.
What's going on around you?
What the kids are... Yeah, Lou Ferrigno confirms it was 2003 for SARS, and then Omega Wolf said Pornhub was 2006. So, sadly, no SARS porn.
All right, we missed the boat on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Just Sarahs and peepees. All right.
Just Sarahs and peepees. And that one Sarah was squirting a lot. Like, she should probably see somebody about that.
Should she, or should she celebrate the fact that she squirts? I think
she should get a glass of water. At least she's dehydrated.
I wonder if squirters get dehydrated. That's probably a good point.
Probably. It's a lot of liquid leaving you.
Do we have any squirters in the chat?
Oh, the deaf porn. That was the last one we did. The deaf porn.
That's what I'm thinking of.
And right. The descriptive porn for the blind.
Right, right, right.
That was also really good.
That was incredible.
He comes on the duvet, and she yells at him.
Hey, J.J. Stoner.
Hey, J.J. Stoner.
Yeah, any excuse to... can have us pull that up. Maybe we'll do that later.
Do a little deaf porn?
If we could do that once a month, that would make me ecstatic.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy that this corona thing is like there's already porn for it. Like, it's crazy that it's gotten, like, that big that quick.
It's been, what, like a month?
Yeah. I mean, I probably, like, we got, like, a lot of people watching. I probably shouldn't get into this, but I got an inside scoop.
Okay.
All right, so I work, like, in a little warehouse.
Is this secretive?
Yes, this is kind of a secret thing. I'm going to share it with our listeners because, you know, they're cool.
I hope they're appreciating.
So a truck driver came in.
Oh!
Who has an authority on these things.
Do tell.
Right. And what he told me
this is where you got... This is your source, by the way.
This is my source. He told me...
You're changing hats.
That the...
I'm not sure this is going to be
reliable. That the coronavirus was made by the government because there's too many people.
It was made by the government? The
government made it. And they're sending it because there's too many people.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Our government?
Just the government. He said the...
It started in... Not here. It started in China.
So they took a bat...
Right.
And infected it with this, sent it to China.
Like on a drone?
Probably.
Mm.
I mean, they're lizard people. They could just fly it there with their spaceships, probably.
Okay.
Right? So anyway, they fired up the heart machine.
Right.
And they made some weather happen so they could sneak the bat in when no one was looking.
Mm.
And then when the bat was in there, they just figured eventually someone would eat one.
Of course.
And then someone ate the bat, and then the coronavirus, and then they were like, okay, now we just have to hope it comes back to America.
Maybe there'll be a cruise ship, maybe.
Maybe. And then it worked out for them. They probably pulled some strings again, lizard people. And then he explained to me that what happened was they're trying to kill off half the population in America.
Just half?
Just half. Yeah.
And the best way to do that...
Truck driver in New Jersey, Joe.
So did he give any sort of, like, I don't know, let me say...
He seemed to believe what he was saying.
But no, how do I put this? What's the word? Evidence. Did he have any kind of evidence to point to... where he drew this.
You know, he said it theory. In such a matter-of-fact way that I think it was true.
It was so authoritative that...
Yeah,
it was
like, he wasn't, like, suggesting it. Like, he knew.
He wasn't speculating. He was telling you...
No, he was just like, well, you know what it is.
Right.
He's like, the government wants to kill a lot of people off.
Because
there's too many damn people.
And what better way?
What better way?
To start a virus
to make a virus
the world.
On the other side of the world.
And hope it comes back around. Yeah, and like a boomerang.
Back. Yeah, like a boomerang. You know how they... You throw it and it comes back.
Yeah, boomerang bacteria.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably it's like if I had to guess, I'm sure it's Operation Boomerang is what they called it.
Right.
That's like super classified. Like that would probably be like
Dan, I was just gonna say like, I don't think you unsealed some documents just now.
I don't think a truck driver in New Jersey like that probably has to go up to like maybe a crane operator in Maine might know something like that. You know what I mean? Like that's like higher level.
I think
stuff.
It would start there.
Yeah.
And then yeah. I mean, how often do you see this gentleman, this news source?
I mean, you know.
I would love to know what he thinks next week.
Once a month or so.
If you can get his take every week.
Once a month or so, I'm going to assume the government will have found him and murdered him.
Do you think one day a different truck driver is going to show up?
Just a different guy.
With no explanation?
Where's the other guy? He's going to be like, what other guy? And I'm going to be like, oh. And then like he's going to like, his eyes going to do like that lizard blink. That we've seen on those videos.
I've never seen that, Dan.
On YouTube. You ever seen that?
Never seen it, Dan.
Oh, if you go on YouTube, there's a lot of evidence of
videos where
you can
wait,
see, like,
you're kidding,
like
right?
Hillary Clinton or
Dan.
One of the Bushes talking,
Dan,
and their eyes blink sideways like a lizard
Dan,
does.
You're joking, right?
No, not joking. I've seen it.
There's blinking videos?
Yeah. There's videos where you can see his eye blink sideways. Look up George Bush, lizard
I can't
person.
Not, I can't not do this.
Well, I have to.
I have to aggravate myself. I find many ways.
George Bush.
It seems like an endless... amount
Why
of ways to aggravate
videos?
Myself. What?
That looks like a poop.
It does.
George Bush.
Okay.
Lizard.
Why is Sarah coming up?
Oh.
All right.
Oh, look, Mark Zuckerberg is a lizard, see? The queen.
These are joke videos, right? They're not serious?
It's certified.
What?
Verified.
Certifiable.
Oh.
What am I? Justin Bieber's reptilian.
Look at all these lizard people. Look, see right there. George Bush, reptilian.
Who the fuck are you?
You forgot his birthday, so I'm gonna annoy you all night with terrible music.
No, don't do that. That doesn't hurt him, it hurts me.
Everything I say. All right, this hurts both of us, if I may speak for you. What is this?
Did you record me in the shower?
Huh. I couldn't even say it out loud. I would have died from laughing so hard. Everything I say is so funny. Everything I say is so funny.
This is...
Who the fuck are you?
Coronavirus is as big a threat as Mussolini. Joe's uncle. Here's a groove.
Joe will take care of coronavirus by fucking his wife then.
Even the computer virus knew the comedic timing of that pause. Yeah. I love that. Thank you, Mr. Smith. I don't know what this is. Better than the shit I normally hear. Literally. Thank you.
This might be his. He sent me some of his stuff earlier.
It's actually good.
I know.
That's why I'm confused. Thank you.
You're not used to getting played good music.
Yeah.
That was catchy. Yeah, he sent me some. I'll have to check it out later. Is Cousin Ian still with us? I don't know. It looks like he's forlorn.
I'm here. You're just frozen,
for Christ's
but
sakes, I kind of hear you.
Do
this
you
every 5 minutes.
It's fine.
It's too much. No one needs
him.
To. No one needs
example,
to see me.
When,
it's fine.
We can hear him now. Anyway, we have to look at this cover up.
The cover up.
There he is.
All right.
Central America was devastated by the hurricanes when
Oops,
I was president.
Lizard eyes.
I see a human
and
being
we spent
blinking.
Almost $1 billion
lizard eyes, Joe.
Out of their pockets. And
I'm sure those
if
are
I could just make one other point about that, because you asked if it was a worldwide effort. Because of the internet and because you can make contributions over the net.
Dan, it's just
enjoy
a guy.
Enjoy this.
Blizzard eye blinking?
It's just a guy blinking. Why is the video titled George Bush Reptilian?
Because he's a lizard person.
It's a guy blinking.
Dumber and finger her with dumb of kind.
Backwards.
Looking was she forehead, her on L,
yes.
And of shape the in.
It is.
Coming, stop, don't think, coming, start.
Oh, this is a new twist.
Running, run the hit, iron rules that you fed.
It sounds even better reversed.
No, it doesn't.
Can I have a new beer?
Yes, you can.
He's staring into our souls, Joe.
Dan.
Yeah. Oh, the picture's gone. There.
What am I missing?
Small amount of cash.
Look, they're lizard eyes.
Pooled with others can do an enormous amount of good. You have AOL and Apple, for example, using
their...
Oh,
they're mentioning AOL and Apple.
Position
on the
internet.
Tools of the reptilians?
They'll collect small
Weird.
Contributions. I think AOL put together about $7.5 million in small contributions
yeah.
in a day.
And President Bush, it's cash over items, right? If you're going to give...
Right
give,
now
give
it is. Larry, right now that's true. President Clinton and I accompanied the president when he went to pay his respects. We all did, signing the books
oh,
at the various
four
of independence.
The countries
the
were affected.
And
they were
all of
them there.
Made clear that the best thing you can
the,
do
in their time
is to send money
yeah.
at this time,
no,
as opposed
they live
to
forever, Joe. They just take no different human problem. Forms. So that way we don't like be like, why is George Washington still alive?
So,
if you go a little, see how his eyes get a little narrow? If you get farther in the video, I'm sure it gets a close-up for you. Why are you getting upset?
Because,
I don't understand.
Because
I'm trying to help.
It seems like every week you say something I really assume and hope you're joking, but it's a real thing. I'm just reading some of the comments here.
Apparently, Cousin Ian is the glue that holds the shit show together, which explains all the other weeks.
I guess. Snake eyes, reptilian shapeshifters. They are the demons, monsters, vampires.
Yeah, see?
It happens at 35 seconds in his left eye. Turn up the sound. Weird reflection like something is moving inside his eye.
Oh.
And clicking sound like someone dropped a bottle cap. Don't tell me it's a camera flash because his face doesn't light up.
But maybe the sound is a No. Sorry, that makes too much sense.
No, Danny's a lizard. I mean, that's the obvious explanation.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome. I can just lead you to the water. I can't make you drink.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm. I can only lead you to the truth.
I just can't believe this is a thing. Sorry.
Yeah, people actually think that. People believe that.
That's what I can't get over.
No, they know.
It's hard. I
can we stop talking? Can we? Yeah. You're okay. Good. Now that you're off the video, I can think I'm safe.
You can take that off now.
Yeah, I think that he can't read me through the video anymore.
Who the fuck are you?
There's
good to see you guys tonight.
Good to see you too, OJ's White Bronco.
Thank you, OJ's White Bronco. Good to have you. It takes a lot.
Although Harry says Dan is the light.
Oh, I like this. Fucking asshole. I was all mellowed out. I was relaxed after that fucking shape-shifting bullshit. And now I got this. Yeah, it's much in a way.
Who the fuck are you?
Joe's confession.
Joe's confession?
What's my confession, Mr. Smith?
But they know, 'cause they know me all too well. And if they'll say, well, yeah, they'll say,
I think it's just the only person that plays real music.
I was waiting for
what song is that?
I don't know. We got to look through later with
the Instincts.
Pretty terrible.
No, I mean,
what are you talking about? That was
good.
Listen to the other stuff we've heard.
Yeah, I was waiting for. This is terrible, Ian. This is terrible.
It's better than the last song.
Ian, I'm glad you're frozen again. You really need to get a wired connection on your fucking laptop.
Yeah, Ian.
What is? I'm on a desktop. I'm on an iMac.
It's got nothing to do with a Wi-Fi.
In the home that I own.
Okay, again, it has nothing to do with the speed of your computer.
Yeah, but then how come every time I'm at your place, there's always a problem there too?
There's no problem.
What's that all about?
There's no problem on my end tonight.
Well, after 6 months of Dennis trying to fix it, he finally listened to what Dennis was. I mean, Roy's trying to fix it. He listened to Roy's for once.
I see.
Casper Myers wants to know if there's AOC porn. I think that's just Latina porn, right?
There's a lot of Spaniards that look like her, I'm sure.
There's also a lot of, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you look up any public figure, you could find some sort of lookalike.
Well, what's that shit they do now where it's, you just put the head of somebody on someone else and the fuck is the name for it? Someone in the chat will get it. Someone did it for The Irishman, actually. Like, they took the de-aging thing, and they made it better with whatever this process is called. What the fuck is it called? Facebook banned it? Deepfake.
Deepfake.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm about to give up on your video for the night.
That's right. Just have a still.
It's not happening.
So I come in, and you killed me off with Corona. Mr. Baruchel, I am disappointed in you.
That was all Ian.
Punishment time.
That was all Ian frozen.
That was Ian.
I was asking.
That was all Ian, but feel free to punish Joe anyway.
What are you doing to Pink Floyd, frozen?
I think he's just playing a little Pink Floyd.
Doesn't sound right. I'm getting nervous. Don't fuck with my Pink Floyd, Ian. Frozen. Getting both of you confused. You're both annoying me right now. Between a frozen video and a frozen person. I'm getting confused. All right. Where were we? What's going on in the chat there, Dan?
Oh, people are just discussing deepfake AOC porn.
Jim N-word, Ian, is a lizard person.
Mm-hmm.
That would explain the video doesn't want to show his face.
Oh.
It knows. He's shit, blinking too much, and the video just went, nope.
Ian's one of them. Mm. Matt the Cat. Is what? There a Biden porn where he forgets what he's doing mid-scene? I'm gonna come. What?
Lou Ferrigno, no AOC can get it. I would hate fucker. I would anger fucker.
Would you?
Yeah. Wow. It'd have to be from behind, though. Those flared out nostrils. Oof.
Have you seen your nostrils?
Fuck you.
Just asking.
They're not like... They're, no. Not... Stop it.
Oh, now I'm holding the shit show together, Joe.
Really?
Cool. For everybody but you.
That's what it seems like.
Oh, PJ24, lizard person porn.
Now that...
That's something we're going to have to look up.
Cannot investigate that.
Porn leech. The fuck's porn leech?
Yeah, it used to be a like a torrent porn site.
Oh.
Okay. What am I searching? Lizard people?
Lizard people. Yeah, there you go.
Holy shit, it's a thing.
Cream pie in bathroom. Well, that's not
That's not it. Old July people, 4th. There's people. A holiday one. July 4th. Licking beans off the feet of our lizard people overlord.
Well, I mean, I'm intrigued.
Can I play this?
I mean, it's 4th of July. It's festive. You think it's safe for work?
It's March, Dan.
What? Oh. I mean, it'll be 4th of July soon.
Whee! 4th of July somewhere.
Well, that's safe.
Whee!
Okay.
What is happening right now?
What is that?
That looks like me. Oh, is it foot porn? I think it's foot porn.
What is happening? What is this song?
Why is she putting her feet in the beans? You can't eat them now. That's not sanitary.
I was about to prove you wrong, Dan.
Oh, is he eating them off her foot? Oh.
What is on his nose?
That looks like a little piggy nostril.
I want to listen to the song with the video.
It fits. Get the show on. It works. It really does. I am uncomfortable. Oh, boy. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now. PJ824 says better than Pearl Jam.
Fuck you. I don't know how much more there's like a watch, Dan. Oh!
Oh! He's rubbing the legs. Oh, come on.
Look.
Oh, he has a lizard face. Look. I didn't even notice that before. I was distracted.
Who?
Look, she's
who
wearing
Who is
lips?
Watching this with their dick in their hand?
I mean, honest, not me anymore.
Ian?
Hands up.
Ian, we can't see you. Your video froze. I'm suspect.
I'm here.
Did you come?
I'm coming as we speak.
Oh, that's hot. Did you do it into a Dixie cup?
Oh,
solo cup.
No, I'm in my own house. I came all over the wall.
Oh, see, that's cool. What are you exiting out for? We didn't even get to see how it ends.
You want to keep watching this?
I'm just curious.
Dan, he fixes the cable.
Oh.
Oh, his hat fell off.
Oh, no. Oh, the feet in the mouth. Christ. I don't like the feet in the mouth.
You liked the other shit before this?
No, I don't like any of it. The song.
What does that have to do with the 4th of July?
There was a poster on the 4th of July?
This is July 4th! !! Licking beans off the feet of our lizard people overlords.
I think it's a political statement. The song's still really good.
Oh, God.
It's your fault we're still watching this. Oh, he's wearing
America pants.
American flag. American pants. Thank you.
Mob Texas, Cousin Dan is being curious.
This is seriously something they would play, like, in a CIA bunker holding suspected ISIS members just to torture them. This would be on a loop in a VR headset, just nonstop in a loop. This would break anyone.
Jesus.
That would break anyone. Holy fuck.
The way all porns end with a disappointing mess.
Oh, shit.
Ian's video freezes on the episode about lizard people. Seems suspicious. Doesn't it? PJ824, doesn't it?
No.
And Casper Myers also says, Joe, 7.5 fat inches.
It's 7.75.
7.75.
Yeah, what do
fat.
I promise not to play the nigger fag get video this time.
Thanks.
Well,
thank you.
I'm glad you gave the warning.
Thank you for not
Thanks, I'm gonna say the N-word.
Thank you.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
It's Poppy.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running.
Who the fuck are you?
Here's some Pearl Jam, Joe.
I don't think it's going to be Pearl Jam, but thank you. Here you go. Ian, you're back on cam, just so you know.
What you eating?
Thank you.
Especially after what we just played. I didn't want you to get caught with your dick out. Asshole. Asshole. You're an asshole.
Come on, see it all.
See, you know what's sad? What's being played isn't someone making fun of Pearl Jam. I think they're really trying.
Yeah.
It's
not bad.
What?
It's better than the last few songs.
That's not how...
There's just no pleasing you.
Ian, you know... Stop it. Are you okay?
What?
Is Dan finally having that stroke?
He's having a breakdown. I forgot his birthday.
The song.
He's having a fucking breakdown.
Dan, you have to pay $5 to sing a song. Stop it.
Sorry.
Shut up, Ian. fuck. Pneumatic autist. I like the tone shift. Yeah. We're good. What are you doing?
What?
Ian, I'm worried.
Why?
About Dan?
I wish you were here because I don't.
I know. I wish I was there, too.
Can you be here next week?
I hope so.
No, I need you. Stop.
What's he doing?
He's sucking the life out of me. That was the sound.
Joe, you left your fucking fridge open.
I need... What fridge? I need you here next week. Dan might not be
okay.
Here.
Okay, I'll make it down.
Thanks. I sound weird.
I already told you I'm not going to be here next Thursday.
I know. I was trying to...
Trying to make it sound like you fired me?
No, well, no.
Wow.
Maybe you can do a little bit.
Wow, how soon we forget. Wow.
What? What?
I sing one shitty Pearl Jam song and he's done with me.
Tried to put some of Dan's stand-up on here, but it won't work like Ian's life. Here's some Pearl Jam to remind Ian of what he's missing out on.
There we go, Ian. Nice.
All right, a little faithful.
Nice obscure track. I appreciate that. Right? Going deep.
Mr. Smith does something. He plays actual music.
Yeah. All right. You know what, Mr. Smith? I really appreciate you. I'm getting my mood back up after
That's
all
great.
Of this.
I appreciate it, too. He said he was going to try to play some of my stand-up, but the video wouldn't work, which is because we only play Joe's stand-up on this show.
Yeah, because that was my choice. That's what I wanted to do, was play my fucking stand-up.
I don't have the notebook. I'd read some for people, but...
If you give me the link, if you put it in the doc,
no,
I'll...
No, you took the notebook away.
What? What'd I take?
I don't have your notebook, so I can't read any of your stand-up for people.
I gave it to you.
No, you gave me the show notebook. See? Radio show shit and more, 2011, 2012.
Oh.
That's probably down there somewhere in that mess.
Mm.
Or underneath that.
That's okay.
You're not missing much, trust me.
Mm.
So, look, yes, Yield is very underrated. Wouldn't you agree, Ian? Oh, now I can't.
By the masses, yes.
Dan, I can't pull this video back. I'm leaving that. I can't change
that.
Oh,
yeah, leave that.
You can't. Are you going to leave me frozen eating a fucking potato chip?
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's what you get.
Oh, God damn it.
That's what you get.
That's what you get.
Fucking you!
So, I failed with the punishment earlier. Attempt number 2.
What is the punishment, Frozen? I don't see why punishment is in order. Nice.
Oh, nice,
mellow.
Yeah.
Dark Side of the Moon. You cunt. You Asian cunt. This is really... I'm not listening. I can't.
Yeah, listening, Joe. You can't hear it. You can't do that. That's how it works.
First time I've ever done that. I can't.
I'm only doing this because Ian wasn't here last week to enjoy this. Happy birthday, Dan. Joe is a bad friend.
Yes, your favorite cake.
What do you mean, yes? All right, Ian, we got some daughter going on.
All right, I'm with this.
There you go.
All right. Ian, something doesn't sound right. Did you hear that? Did you pick up on that?
Sounds a little off. A little pitchy, dog.
Oh, there it goes. Beautiful.
Not beautiful. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
She was looking. Beautiful.
Just trying to.
That was good.
God damn it. I believe we're talking about Yield, Ian.
Oh, we're back on that.
Yeah, Yield is, you know, it's one of those albums where I think people know Code and started kind of jumping off.
Happy birthday, Cousin Dan.
And then, thank you.
Make sure that Cheap Wop gives this to you to go buy some beers.
Cheap Wop.
Wow, thanks,
I heard her.
That was a very nice donation.
Oh, is this? Somebody once told me the world. How many versions exist? I've been
Dennis
saying this for like
them.
3 months.
I think Dennis has a factory where he churns out all-star songs.
He's got to. How many?
I mean, that was from Miami Milk, but I'm sure.
They're all coming from Dennis?
I think so. Who else would do it?
It's a conspiracy?
I mean, I'm just saying, Joe. Sometimes the pieces just go together.
I mean, if you put it that way, I guess.
Just saying, it's awful convenient.
When you wear that, I'm.
I almost didn't make it out tonight. I was running a little late. I was, I was at home. I was a bit.
Oh, this is me.
With somebody. Yeah, the ladies. Just go with it. So I was like, really was telling her, like, oh shit. So I went to tell her that I had to go. She was inflatable, but like, I feel like I should have told her. No, because I'm a gentleman. Like, as
a gentleman.
Where can people check that out? Is there a channel?
Dan, D-A-N-D-I-M, Dan Dim.
On YouTube.
On the YouTubes. I got a 30-minute one and a 15-minute one in there.
Dan is extremely funny on stage.
Thank you, Joey.
Extremely funny. Okay. No, don't make that a hashtag. It's no hashtag cheap wop, Casper. Don't make that a hashtag. God damn it. Blame the Russians. That always works. Yeah, that, you know what? That comes up in a lot. This is my new thing I'm addicted to. And for once, it's free, and it doesn't hurt my vital organs, this addiction.
Yeah.
Watching scammer payback videos. There's at least like 3 or 4 different guys' channels
people call
on YouTube.
Back the,
they call Indian scammers, yeah. And they have like a virtual machine. You ever hear of that?
I got one where it was like... But your social security number has been compromised.
That's a classic one.
Which, obviously, you leave someone a cell phone message when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't mail something to them.
It's like the one I got. It was, hang on, I gotta pull it up because I couldn't make up a fucking... Okay, you ready? Plumber-0585-OX@C-Q.S.
Oh, an email?
A text message.
Yeah.
Plumber.
Yeah.
Your debit card is temporarily locked due to suspicious activity.
Do you have a link to click?
I have a plumber card, apparently.
Thank goodness, you have a link you can click.
No, it's a phone number, and you call it,
mm-hmm.
And it just says, thank you for calling, please enter your debit card number. If someone was stupid enough to call a text message from plumber, 0585. But no, these guys, they have a virtual PC. So they call the scammer up, the scammer connects to the PC. It's always an Indian. I would never, like, if I had a call about my laptop or whatever and an Indian picked up, I would just hang up.
Right.
I would just assume it's a scam, even if they were legitimate. It's always 100% of the time from India.
Of course.
So
you heard it here first, people.
This is nothing new. I'm just saying. So the guy will call with a virtual PC set up and they'll connect. It's usually a refund scam. So they'll connect to the PC. They'll say, You bought $400 worth of protection for your computer.
Right.
We have to refund you unless you want to make another payment. So obviously the victim's supposed to go, yeah, I want a refund. And of course it's always old people. So like the guys that do it have voice changers that make them sound like they're like 80-something-year-old women.
Mm-hmm.
So the scammer connects to their PC, but it's a virtual PC. And they make the guy who calls the scammer makes like a fake bank account.
Yeah.
Like edits HTML and all that shit. So they'll connect to your PC and they'll look at this guy's fake bank. And the scam is, okay, type in $400 and, you know, that'll be your payment. While they're in your computer, they'll edit the HTML to make it look like 4,000, like your balance is up 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you refresh, it's gone, but it's just they edited the code. Oh, my God, we hit an extra zero. Now you have to go to Target or Walmart and get me $3,600 worth of gift cards to pay me back. But,
yeah,
dude, they'll keep them on the phone for, like, 6 hours.
I don't know if you know this.
And
that's how credit card companies work, is they work with Best Buy gift cards.
The IRS.
Yeah,
Windows, Microsoft support.
Yeah,
they only deal in gift cards.
Right, from Best Buy or Target is also acceptable
sometimes.
It's
the only payment they take.
Yeah, untraceable gift cards.
Frozen Nation, again, Joe, do Vincent DeMeo versus IRS scammers. That's a good idea.
You can do some of those. Hey, Ian's back.
Jake Sam, Joe seems to know a lot about this.
I understand you're not taking Ian to Pearl Jam. Boo Ian. Get a haircut. Joe's song for after he ditched Ian, which we all understand why.
It's Ian's song after. That was good. Thank you. That was good. And yes, Shake Sam, I do know a lot about the scam because I'm addicted to watching these videos where one of these guys I'm talking about will bait a scammer for hours. The clip on YouTube is edited down to like an hour, but it's like six. They have a time clock counter going, and it's 6 hours of, you know, keep them on the phone playing sound effects like they're in the car driving to the Target or Walmart online to get the gift card. All these hours. In the end, like, one guy has this fake Google Play website that he made, so it looks like he's redeeming the codes into his own account, and the Indian guy's going fucking crazy because he thinks the gift cards are now being wasted on the it's fucking hilarious. But I'm sorry, Ian, you were saying
nothing.
No, it happened. What I want
to
hear.
No, I was talking to a girl online at one point in life, and she claimed that her phone wasn't working and she needed me to send or give her gift cards to get the phone back. And I said, what train of logic possibly leads that to be the case?
I got to back you up. This is a girl you met on a dating app?
Yeah. Well, years ago.
Well, obviously years ago. And she, what, she gave you like a sob story about how she needed money? And that
Joe,
was
are you
the
making
way
pee-pees?
No.
It was something to the effect of, if you want me to send you pictures of myself,
like
my phone is broke. I'm out of data and I need gift cards to get data back.
Oh, like to continue talking to you?
Something to that. Well, just no, for pictures. Like, we could talk, I guess, but just for.
But I need data.
For salacious
pictures. I need more Verizon data through an eBay gift card, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But the sad thing is, there's a fuckload of old people that fall for this and lose their entire life savings pretty much every day to this shit. So I like, what was that, Frozen Asian? I like that idea. I should turn Vincent DeMeo back on and call some IRS.
Yeah.
Or any street shitter scammer will do.
Oh, okay.
Settle for any of them. Yeah, I'm writing that down.
Oh.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thanks, you got man. It?
Got it.
Did you take your pee-pee cup, put it away?
Yeah, that's on the floor. What pee-pee cup? I don't know what you're talking about, Rose, buying phones for girls. Don't know what you're talking about. That's not
Who
what,
would buy a phone for a girl?
That's not what Ian was saying. He was talking about...
What?
Yeah, I did that.
What?
I've told the story before.
You bought a phone for a girl, Joe? What fool would do that?
If you want me to retell it quickly, I will. Andrew Jackson, Scammer Revolts is the best of these. Yeah, he's good. I just, and I love, they're not on YouTube. For some reason, YouTube won't put them on. But if you go to Scammer Revolts' channel, there's a link to his BitChute. And on BitChute, is that what it's called? BitChute, right? Yeah. There's videos of him putting viruses on the scammer's computer, and you watch in real time as their virus gets completely fucked to death. Just fucked to death. It's beautiful.
Fucked to death.
I like Scammer Revolts, but I don't like his over-excited laugh when he's fucking with them. I don't know. It annoys me. But it's entertaining. Scammer Payback's good, and Kit Boga, who I think he loves dick in his mouth and asshole.
Huh.
Which is a little distracting at times, but he's still entertaining. He's still good. What were we saying?
Is Ian frozen or bored? Both, Uncle Dave.
Yes. Hey, what do you mean? I feel like we were talking about something before I went off on a rant.
You, we were. I have no fucking clue what it was.
That's all right. Oh, I bought a cell phone for
a girl. Yeah.
Well, I was. Look, I was like, I was when 17.
I was 17. I bought a girl a phone.
Yeah, Pneumatic. He is funny. I'm not taking that away.
It was a Nokia phone.
Look,
that I bought with the cash that I stole from my job.
Man, that's before that job.
When I was 17.
It was a different job I stole from. That was when I was 21. But,
I thought I'd get a handy. No?
This was the only girlfriend that nothing sexual ever happened, really. Nonetheless, this girl I dated when I was 17, I worked at Staples, and she was a fellow cashier. And, I also stocked the shelves, Dan.
Oh, okay.
And her car would always, it was this piece of shit Ford hatchback. It would always break down. So, I was worried about her. And again, this is like, I was 21. What am I talking about?
You were worried about her?
I was 17. So, this
had, the fuck?
This had to be like 2002 or something like that.
Yeah, so, wait, Joe, you were worried about her?
He was very worried about her.
If she was like fat, would you have been worried about her?
No, I wouldn't date a fat girl.
You'd be less worried about.
Because you're. It's not, okay, anyway.
I totally forgot I can't be here the next 6 weeks.
What?
Just remembered.
Everyone has preferences. What's the matter?
Ian's right, though.
What?
You were only concerned about her because you wanted to fuck her, Joe.
I was dating her.
When?
Oh, okay.
Before dating. Or after the shitty car?
During.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we were dating while...
I thought that's why you started dating her, was she had a shitty car, and that was your fucking shitty pickup line.
No.
Is your car broken down? Do you need a ride on my dick?
Do you know this... No, is it... Dude, back then?
Yeah.
Complete opposite.
Back then, Joe was a good friend back then.
Let me tell... Back then...
Things have changed.
No, let me give you an insight to how my brain worked back then, and how my attitude was back then, Dan. So there was this girl I'm talking about that I worked with and her friend.
Yeah.
Her girlfriend.
Yeah.
That worked there. The two of them, when I first started working there, one night when we were about to punch out, we're all lining up to go to the punch out clock.
Right.
And not the girl. Her name's Nicole. Just to make it not confusing.
Just to make it use a fake name that won't.
Yeah. That's
random
the one
name,
I dated,
Nicole.
Right? And her friend, Courtney.
Random name, Courtney.
Right, it's random. So Courtney comes up to me with Nicole right next to her and goes, do you have a girlfriend? And Nicole's like smiling, right? She's got this big grin on her face.
Yeah.
So in my brain, I immediately go, they're making fun of me because they think, how could I possibly have a girlfriend? And I go, yeah. And I lied. I go, yeah, I do.
Fuck, dumbass.
Yeah. That's where my self-esteem was. I had
no
idea.
She lives in Canada. She gives me... pussy all the time. I take my penis and I insert it between her. Hold on a little second.
I have it written down here somewhere.
Between her vaginal secretions. Wait, hold on. That's not it.
So, I had no idea that Courtney was trying to ask for her friend.
Yeah.
Like going, hey, my friend likes you. Do you have a girlfriend? No, I took it as, yeah, why wouldn't I? So...
Like, sorry, I'm kind of seeing my aunt right now, so.
We got kind of a thing going on Christmas.
Ian, stop creating fucking hashtags.
Sorry. My bad.
Was this the girlfriend that was molested?
No, that was a different one.
Every girlfriend was molested.
I was gonna say once you met Joe.
Well, no.
Does it count as molesting if you just text them at odd hours after you break up?
So.
Because then Joe has molested them all. And a lot of people he didn't date.
Many. So. Anyway, I started dating this girl after I'd...
How'd you manage after that, by the way?
I really don't... I think... Oh, that's right. We went on our first date with her thinking that I had a girlfriend. And I remember in the car ride...
Wait, so... So, you, just the height of scumbag, you
what?
You were going to date her cheating on your fake girlfriend.
No, I didn't keep the lie going.
Oh, so you broke up with the fake girlfriend.
I remember I went in there on my day off. I thought I was being so slick and cool, Dan. I went to the cooler. I got a bottle of Dasani water. I brought it up to the counter where Nicole was working. And I go, I was thirsty. It was in the area, and I was thirsty. Like my obviously fake excuse for being there. Like, that was me being slick.
Right. It was good.
And then I went, so what are you doing later tonight? And then...
Did you know if you hold a bottle like this, it looks like my dick?
Get the same girth.
Same girth. I measured it. I have the string at home. I made my fat co-host measure it for me.
I never called you. Why would I
like that you deny that part, but not the part where you made me measure your dick string.
That I never called you a co-host.
You are not co-anything. Frozen Asian wants to know if I checked off Hertz Friends yet tonight. Asian, you must... Oh, that's right. You missed the beginning of the show. I checked that off, and I checked off my new check.
No need to rewatch that.
Which was, of course, Forget Stan's birthday, Asian. So if you want to jump back...
Brother, I'm thirsty for your puss. So we're driving in the car. I took her my first date to Little Italy.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was...
In the city?
Yeah. And
wait, it wasn't like a restaurant? Like, you literally took her to...
No, I took her to Paisano's, where I had, like, an Opie and Anthony coupon. you mentioned Opie and Anthony. You got, like, a free drink. I think you got free wine. I wasn't old enough to drink, but I still did it.
Opie and Anthony sent me...
And then I got a free glass of soda.
Opie and Anthony sent me... What were you saying? Oh, Opie and Anthony sent me... If I say it, I'm supposed to get 50% off. Don't say it in front of her.
But yeah, in the car ride, she said something like, "So what about your girlfriend?" Oh no, she goes, "Wait, so you single or are you?" I go, "Yeah. What do you think I'm doing here? Yeah, I'm single."
That's good. Contempt. Great for a first date. Yeah, you stupid bitch. So anyway, I think Pearl Jam's second album is better because. Are you listening? I'm playing them all on the car stereo.
Why are they calling me a cheap wop? Why is that a hashtag?
Because you use a fucking coupon on your first date with this girl.
It wasn't like I handed over a coupon. I just had it like to the waiter. Oh, Bean Anthony, free wine, right? And then he had to go, "You're not 21. I went, "Soda?
Can I have a free soda pop? I listened to the Opie and Anthony show. Do you want to hear about my big break?"
So, yeah. But, anyway, her car always breaks down. And she didn't have a cell phone. Again, this is like 2002 or 3. Probably 2002. And I went to Walmart after like a day of thinking that we're, you know, in a relationship.
Well, yeah, she touched your hand.
Yeah.
You're dating now.
Not even.
No. She let you buy her dinner, so she must be your girlfriend. Right?
Exactly. And she let me buy her flowers from the chink lady on the sidewalk walking up to the restaurant. So,
oh, God.
So, yeah. And they fell over in the glass on the table that I put them in. I put them in a glass of water and they fell down.
It's so romantical and shit. You probably don't know about this.
Yeah. Yeah,
like in the restaurant, you walked in with a fucking bouquet in your hand and put it in.
Right before walking to the restaurant,
he had a fucking bouquet in one hand and a coupon in the other. You fucking tool.
I have no idea, by the way, why Frozen Asian comes back every week to listen to your shit.
I'm sorry, Frozen.
I really don't know why he bothers coming back.
I'm sorry, Frozen. But this Chinaman lady was selling flowers, and it was
she didn't build the railroads, dude.
Asian American, please.
It's a proper nomenclature. So. Yeah, I brought them in the restaurant, and yeah, I thought it'd be funny to put them in a glass of water that was on the table, and the glass wasn't tall enough, so it just tipped over in water.
So you just spilled water everywhere?
Yeah.
I'm lovable.
So anyway, our car.
If I watch Run and Fizz, do I get a free vase? How does this work?
Well, Ian... Stop with the hashtags, racist wop. Stop it.
I'd like an extra meatball. I watched Howard Stern.
You don't see the irony, like I use the word racist, but also a slur myself. You don't see the beauty of that right there?
I do.
Can you explain it to him again real slow?
You know what?
I'm never invited back. Ian, you better be here. It's just going to be him sitting here yelling at nothing.
Alleptonosis, sorry. The proper term for their kind. Celestial. Fucking, I only know that from Deadwood. But that's fucking hilarious. Okay. So
that's pretty hilarious.
What?
If you look at Hillbilly Harry and Frozen Agent's comments back to back.
Hillbilly Harry, you could just say slant, Joe. We know it's natural. Frozen Nation, so expecting slant to come out of Joe's mouth next.
Oh. This is what your listeners think of you.
Hey. Hey. So, yeah, after like a day of this blossoming relationship.
So, anyway, 7 3/4 fat.
I went to Walmart and I bought her a track phone in case her car broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And a card with like 300 minutes. And I think the whole thing came to like $200 or $300.
Wow.
The phone and the card. And she was using that phone and card to call her boyfriend that she was with already.
Wow.
Never picked up when I called her. She called her boyfriend with that.
Wow. So how many times did you recharge her minutes before you...
I actually called to cancel it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a different time for you, huh?
What do you mean?
I feel like 5 years after that, you would have just been like...
No, this could work.
This could work. I think I could fix her. She's going to choose me.
Oh,
I think I'm like one teddy bear away from getting her back.
Perhaps I'll show up at her place of work.
Yeah, and I was smarter back then. I was...
At 17?
When
you were 17.
Yeah, I can't... I mean, we're still friends to this day, me and her. We still talk.
I'm sure you're still friends.
On that phone?
But actually, Ian, she's a big Pearl Jam fan, so anytime like anything Pearl Jam related comes up, like she texts me about the tour and the new album.
Oh, so I'm surprised you're not going to take her to the movie theater.
She was the third choice. Ian, yeah, he doesn't still pay for her track phone. He just pays her Verizon bill now.
And for all the abortions.
Oh, God.
Jesus, dude.
I'm just saying it's kind of weird that you're saying it's mine. We haven't had sex in 15 years is all I'm saying.
Casper, that must be a good chip, Ian.
It is pretty great.
That is funny.
Oh, it's awful, awful. God damn it. Get rid of that.
That's pretty amazing.
I know. All right, it's been up there long enough. Let me try again, Ian.
Oh, man, I hope it's one with him.
Oh, my cock is out right now. You don't want to do that.
Oh, please pick up. Okay, let's try this one last time, Ian.
Frozen Asian wants to know if she was the one in Flamin' Fresh.
She wasn't in that, but that
was... Oh, it was about her.
The girl who played... No.
Oh.
Not the one that I drove upstate to give her cell phone back.
Was that the same one?
No, in the scene where the girl's doing coke off a mirror, that was Nicole. That was based. That wasn't her. It was
based on
her. A girl played her.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So she said, "Can I help you one time?"
It's actually in the intro that Irrational Times made.
Mm-hmm.
You see the girl walking up to my couch. That's supposed to be her, and she had those exact jeans with like the right ass cheek cut out.
Oh, but did she actually say the "Can I help you" line? Was that the one who said
that?
No,
that was a different one. That was the Jew Broad Alley.
So this was. This is really deep, so it was mixed on a couple of different women.
Oh, it encompassed a few of my
wow.
my disastrous,
wow.
Heartbreaking, and mind-killing relationships, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should definitely do a random night where we can screen that movie for everybody.
I mean, I think we've done that already.
I mean, we did it as part of the show, but it was early.
You think... Yeah, there's a lot of people that didn't, and you know,
I think
more...
we should have like a special night where we come together and we screen that for
and
everybody.
Maybe instead of everyone making fun of me, I can give like director commentary.
That'd be great, Ian.
I mean,
I can make it. I'd love to do that.
All right, we should do that.
I'd love to hear some comments from the creator.
There was a short film I made in 2003,
mm-hmm.
I believe,
mm-hmm.
and that is on this very channel. Which,
it is.
If you're not already subscribed, hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, do that.
Hit that like button.
Won't you?
Won't you please? So yeah, she did help create Flamin' Fresh.
Mm. Mm.
My thanks to her, brother. Mm. I. But yeah. Did you give her 7.75 inches, Joe? No, I never had the chance.
Aw.
Never did.
Because she was busy.
Which is probably why we could boyfriend. Still. Which is probably why we, yeah. Which is probably why we could still be friends.
Because you never actually had sex.
Yeah.
You can't be friends with somebody you had sex with.
I don't, I'm trying to think of all the exes that I have and the amount that I'm still friends with, and it's like almost none.
Yeah, but how many of them ended explosively?
Quite a few.
Yeah, that makes it a little different.
Yeah, but I mean, Joe's conception of friendship is odd, so when he says friend...
Okay. That is true.
Like, what does that even really mean? I'm his friend.
Who is a friend, really?
Like, yeah.
Well, like I said, she only, like, texts me when there's something Pearl Jam new. And when's the last time Pearl Jam had a new album or tour, Ian?
6 years ago.
Eight, yeah, exactly. 6-7 years ago.
But it's going to happen this month, so fuck off, everyone.
JG says, sorry I'm late. Good to see Cousin Ian. Has Joe been a bad friend? JG, yes. All show. You can go back and watch it later. See all the bad friends. Andrew Jackson, I just want to read this one here. Sure. Irrational Times is hands down the most talented, lovely person of this community.
Ian for his girlfriend. Ian followed with a cold shower singing to himself.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Stop burning it, please. Nice. It's actually... This is really just the song. There's no, stop! There's no Smash Mouth. Don't ruin it. I'm enjoying this. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Appreciate it.
That was very nice. That was a nice birthday gift for Dan.
Oh, she comes
yes, it
through.
Was. Did you like your gift?
With the shape of a nail on her forehead.
That's not the lyrics what? At all.
Oh.
It's not how they go.
Oh.
So.
Brother I. No yeah. Restraining order equals friend.
Perfect. Ah, shit.
I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is, in most of those relationships, it would be me that would have to file for a restraining order.
Yeah, you
not,
had some...
Not the other way around.
You had some some Looney Tunes over the years.
Yes, I did. Wow.
Did that one, who you went to her job, did she restrain order you?
There was no restraining order. Can I just clear this up? There's never been a restraining order involving me and anyone else.
Oh, okay.
Ever. No one filed one against me. I never filed one.
Okay.
But I can see why you would think that about the one you're talking about.
Right.
And that was never a girlfriend. That was just...
Someone who led you on a little too much?
Yeah, and over then and you over just... again. And I just kept going, maybe it's different this time.
Mm.
Yeah. That one. Let's do the stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's too...
Was it a bunny?
Do you want to tell the story? I mean...
Joe, shut the fuck up on your birthday, damn Pearl Jelly is playing.
That is quite a long nickname, J.J. Stoner. Quite a long nickname. What are you drinking there, Ian?
I have a Magic Hat number 9.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
It's I've delicious.
It. It's a beer.
It's an IPA.
Well, you don't drink actual alcohol, right?
Actually, he's back to his Platinums. Long time since I've seen the Platinums.
Yeah, so he's gone from teenage chick to white trash. Okay, that's good.
Maybe the orchard closed.
No, it's because I'm on an antibiotic for my tooth. So,
you're just drinking Platinum?
Yeah, because the Red's Wicked fucks up my stomach.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The amoxicillin fucks my stomach up. And
do you realize that drinking when you're on an antibiotic like basically cancels out the
No, I've been doing it for years.
Is that true? Well, Dan is a pharmacist.
I am not.
Oh, you're not?
I spent 10 years working in a pharmacy.
That's pretty close to a pharmacist, dude.
Yeah.
But no, I've been doing that for years, Dan.
I've
killed many infections.
Is that why you've been sick for so many times?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Joe finger bangs puppet Scaletta. No, he finger bangs the puppet person holder. Not the actual puppets. He's not an animal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want you to think the wrong thing about me. It sounds like I'm a degenerate or something. I won't give that impression.
Just the woman who's holding the puppets.
Yeah.
Rose says the alcohol will cancel the antibiotic.
No.
Well, Joe's medical training says no, Rose. Sorry.
As
you can see, he's got to, in a little while...
What?
He's got to hang his doctorate diploma.
When did you write that?
A few weeks ago when you were telling us about some fucking disease that you knew everything about. It's right here above pay Ian for concert ticket.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, okay. Wow.
By the way, Ian, the listening party at the theater is on me, pal.
How much was it?
It was over $40.
Was it really? 40? Each?
Yeah. Was it under 50?
No, for really? Two tickets.
Oh.
What?
It was over 40 for two tickets?
Yeah.
Are you sure you could swing that?
Swing $15 for you.
Hey.
Well, I guess we're going to have like a weaker internet signal next week because of that ticket.
Dick. Fucking dick. See, thank you, Alex Brown. Joe's right, that's a myth. Since the dawn of me taking antibiotics, I have swallowed them with alcohol, and every time my infection has gone away. It doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything. I guess if you drink like half a liter of vodka every night with your amoxicillin, it might affect it, but a couple of beers, you're fine.
That's fine.
You hear that, kids?
I'm sure it's totally fine.
Yeah.
What do I know? I only worked with pharmacists who went and got doctorates.
Well, I'm telling you they're wrong.
Okay.
What are you doing over there?
I found the book.
God damn it. God damn it, Dan.
What? What are you so mad about all the time?
Why are you looking?
Ah, cheapo wave.
What? I bought a nice gift for Ian. How is it cheap?
Yeah, by the way, I want to thank all the listeners for that ticket. Thank you so much.
I did not use the Streamlabs money for that.
Yeah, Ian, you already spent that.
On fireworks. But
but not in the last Pearl Jam concert that you weren't invited to.
Fuck you.
What?
But not on our movie theater experience. Dan needs to put Cheap Wop in the description. Well, thankfully, Dan doesn't handle the YouTube description.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do that. Sorry.
Nope. He doesn't have access.
I don't have access to that stuff.
You have no wrench over there?
I don't have a wrench. I do have a wrench. You have a wrench. I don't really use it.
Half the chat has a wrench.
It's true. I don't know why that is.
It's fun. They like it. I give the people what they like.
Except for entertainment.
Oh, except wow. That was fucking quick and mean, you cunt. Jesus Christ. Wow.
I've done roasts. I know how to do stuff mean.
Oh, I know.
We never play any of them, but I did them.
When have you asked me to play one?
I didn't ask you. I shouldn't have to. Ian, remember the thing you said? Shouldn't have to ask.
When? Right.
Shouldn't have to ask.
What are you talking about?
If I have to ask, I don't want it.
What kind of motto is that?
That's Ian's pizza motto.
It's pizza, it's gas, I don't know, whatever.
Rose, Joe, please stick to illegal drug usage and not give any more advice on actual medicine. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, shit, JJ Stoner doesn't have a wrench. I'm fixing that right now, JJ. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jim Enwer is asking for one also.
Hang on a second.
There we go. Be a cheap wop.
How about right now we have a Everything Must Go sale, $3 for a wrench.
No, Ian, stop. I can't do that because
right there under
the
forget
chat,
Dan's birthday.
The wrench is pretty watered down at this point, let's be honest.
I know, but I don't want to make it more watered down. JJ Stoner now has a wrench. Sorry, JJ, I didn't realize that. You do deserve one. You're an old pal, an old radio pal many years back.
Anybody else want a wrench?
Shut up, Ian. God damn it.
That should be a drop right there.
Only if he cuts it out for me.
Wow. Time stamping, 8:35.
The Shut the Fuck Up Ian one?
Yep.
It'll go good with all the other ones we have.
It will. Fits right in, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't think it does.
Like with my favorite one.
You nincompoop! Nincompoop!
Oh, this one fits too.
But it's my birthday.
That's a good one.
That's,
weird. Well, that one works out today.
I was gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my birthday.
It's ironic. Mm-hmm.
Ian, stop!
Glaucoma wrench.
Ian's trying to sell his wrench in the chat.
Fuck you!
I don't know what music Dan's into, but here's Joe's birthday lyrics to him.
Oh, good.
Hmm?
Oh, I do like this. Is this Mr. Smith again?
Yeah.
Mr. Smith's killing the music tonight.
He is.
Very nice.
Ian.
Who the fuck are you?
Gibbs wrench.
I'll give him a wrench.
Shut up, Ian. I can't have
everyone gets a wrench.
Ian, shut up.
Why? All of a sudden, you're wrench shy?
Back in the day, Joe used to give everyone the wrench. Especially women at 3 a.m. who didn't want it.
Across the forehead.
Oh, I'm frozen again. Look at me.
What a coincidence.
Right when a wrench can't even keep you unfrozen in this fucking show.
Look at that. Unbelievable. Remember when you had the picture of your dick next to the Pepsi can? Or the fucking beer can?
Beer can. Budweiser can, yeah. That's right. Where'd that come from?
I was thinking all the ones Dennis used to put in the chat when you used to be able to put pictures in the chat.
He can still put a link. Wait, why am I doing that? Never mind. No, he can't. No, he can't.
Who the fuck are you?
Here are $3, but keep you fucking wrench.
How was that from? Glaucoma.
Glaucoma, thank you. Fuck.
Rose, I'm pretty sure I recognize that wrench.
Well, yeah, her husband has a folder full of them on his computer.
That's probably why. Honey, what's this background? It's just like a Joe Dick collage. It's my screensaver.
Fuck. All right. What should we get into, Dan? It's getting late already.
It is getting late already.
Yeah, JJ, the MLR chat was... Anything goes in MLR chat.
Yeah, that wasn't always good.
YouTube, when there's no nudity policy.
That wasn't always great.
Oh.
We got some weird shit in that fucking chat.
There's one show I'm thinking. Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't always that great.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's best that...
Well, all right. Skip over that.
Awesome.
Okay. Go on.
What?
Oh, I thought you were pulling something up.
Oh, Hillbilly Harry put take my wrench back because...
All right, I will if you want me to.
Don't, please. Because everyone's going to want to take their wrench back. Oh, I can get rid of this coronavirus-themed porn thing, right?
You can.
Good.
I believe we...
I'm just going to leave the links to the videos in the chat for further research.
For research purposes. Yes. Ian, you still there?
Hell yeah.
Okay, because your video says otherwise.
His video looks
I'm
like
just
he's...
frozen.
Oh my god, is that him fixing his hair?
I think.
Who the fuck are you?
I think
your
think
wrench game is as shitty as your friend game.
No, his wrench game is better. He gives it out to everyone.
His friendship he doesn't give to anyone.
You know.
Nope.
What do you mean, no? I don't like that quick no.
Rose says it's true. Joe wrenches earned a fair amount on the C drive.
I bet. I would love if Dennis had ever had to take his computer in the Geek Squad or whatever. For those of you who don't know, when we did the show years ago, before YouTube, and I don't know how it came. How did my dick end up in the chat?
Fuck, because you sent it to everyone.
I didn't just send it to everyone.
Remember El Prico?
Yeah, Dennis would
Photoshop.
Dennis
took his dick, Joe's dick, and put a little sombrero on it.
Yeah.
And a little, like,
there were a bunch of different...
Yeah. There was that one that was a correspondent.
But
news...
I didn't just put my... Did I put my dick in the chat?
You sent it around to so many people.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
It wasn't, like, even a surprise. Like, we could pick it out of a lineup.
Anyway.
I've never seen his dick, by the way. I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh, if when you're here next week, that's going to change.
Oh, Ian, last week when you weren't here, I got to see his fucking furry asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, it looked
heard
just like this.
What, it was talk, there was talk around the water cooler?
That's
what do you mean you
like.
Heard about it? How'd you hear about
see,
it?
I heard
it was all furry.
It was an early birthday gift.
Gobbledygooker was hanging down. He didn't even know when my birthday was. Was hanging down there.
You drew it, right?
Yeah, it's right there, and I'm showing it on the screen for
no,
you.
No, that's the actual photo of my ass.
No,
idiot.
I can't show a photo because of the YouTube. Also, why would I take a photo of that?
I don't know, why would you? I did the same thing to Nick. My girlfriend reminded me. We were over at Nick's house.
You took a picture of his ass?
No.
Oh.
But somehow, I guess, ass hair or something came up, and I was in Nick's living room.
Yeah.
So... Picture a living room where there's a couch against one wall.
Right.
And then against another wall shaped like an L.
I think I found the music taste of Dan.
What's that?
I'm sure this rings true to how he feels about Joe.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you. Yes.
You know,
yes.
Joe,
that is true.
Well, I hate myself, so the joke's on you.
Wow, he's lowering the volume on this one. Not the Pearl Jam ones.
Only so I can talk.
Wow. Let's see. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
So.
Marie, you miss so much of Joe being mean.
So I'm standing in Nick's living room. Nick is behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And in the front of me is Nick's wife and one of my other guy friends.
Yeah.
And to my left is my girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
To my immediate left. She's looking at the side of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I drop my pants because Nick's behind me.
Which is what you do in a living room.
Because we're talking about, like, ass hair. So
with the family.
And I showed up my
ass. Well, Joe, in fairness, Joe's not used to a living room.
Okay. You're a piece of shit. But what I did, I thought my T-shirt was hanging down lower than it was.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that while I was showing Nick my ass, I was showing his wife my dick.
Very nice.
And it took me a minute or two to see their horrified faces, his wife and my other guy friend. And then seeing those horrified faces, what did I do, Dan?
Started jerking off out of fear?
Close.
Oh.
I started laughing hysterically and just left my dick out.
Do you hear that? If you scare Joe, or if Joe scares you with his dick, and you're frightened, he will start laughing at you.
Hysterically.
Joe Wookiee Escaletta. Accurate.
Yeah, well,
I don't like that I've seen both of the co-host's dicks and Joe's ass.
That's right. Ian, you're taking your dick out on the show.
Once. No, only a picture.
No, he showed me a video of him fucking...
Oh, coming on the camera.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was really, really strange.
You fucking loved it.
No. No.
Joe's like, this is awful. Can I lick your phone?
He bought my phone, a track phone.
Are you peeing again?
Yeah.
See a doctor. Seriously.
Why?
You peed twice before the show started. Twice during the show.
He's peeing out the antibiotics. Antibiotics are just going right through
him. Gone.
Yeah, they'll flush him out.
Oh, look, Joe. Here's Western Echo. I don't know who that is. He put a little gif in the chat. Casper Meyer says, I have an amazing ass. Thank you, Casper.
Have you two been messaging each other?
I don't know.
I'm waiting for this to load here. What did Dennis put in the... Oh.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, yep, that's... That's the old studio there, and that's Jody.
That's poor Jody Lee.
Poor Jody Lee. That's when we used to have guests sometimes, but Joe doesn't allow that anymore.
Nah. I don't like him here.
Touching my stuff.
Well, it's not so much that. It's the space, or lack of, rather.
I like that she was looking away and could still feel the breeze on the back of her neck. You fucking creep.
I'm not sure what I was... Why did I do that?
I think you were showing... I think you were showing that you're keeping your pants on. You were being...
That was me being reserved?
I think that was you being reserved.
I love the old days. We had one camera just looking at the three of us.
Yeah, at a table.
This is the same table.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. Different tablecloth.
Well.
But, yep, same one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there we are.
Dude, what was that, like 7 years ago already?
That was a while ago.
Yeah, I had more hair.
Mm, me too.
Did you?
I think so.
So, what the fuck is that link? I can just imagine someone who's never just tuning in, just looking at that image, just without context of any kind. Dennis has many more where that came from, unfortunately.
He does. Remember the one of you... When you tried to get out of the tub and you fell.
Mm.
Dennis, you have that gift. You can put that in the chat. That was great.
Oh, wow. That was...
Oh, Miami Mill says she loves Jody. Us too. I mean, not enough for Joe to invite her back, but...
I do love Jody. She's hilarious.
I saw Jody today, funny enough.
Oh, did you? That's funny.
Where?
Yeah, it turns out she works at my dentist's office.
Oh, yeah.
She was there.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Was that awkward?
Yeah, it was awkward. Well, she was just like, hey, I was going to tell you that I work here, but thought that'd be awkward. I'm like, all right, whatever.
So she waited for you to show up?
She's like, yeah, I saw your files and knew you were coming in. All right. Well, here I am.
Hmm. I got a show with her next month, actually.
Where's that?
Nice.
Saugerties, up in Saugerties, New York. It's way up there.
That's a far drive, right?
Oh, yeah. It's up there, man.
Hmm. Well.
Mm-hmm. Marie says, these were good times indeed. Yeah, they were.
The old days.
The old days. We're
all younger.
Younger, had some hope.
That was, you know what?
Had to remain quiet.
Those were the end days of hope, I think.
Is that when it was dying? The dream was slowly dying?
Yeah, that was, yeah. Like, right on the edge of... All right. Ian, you're back on camera.
Hi.
I just feel like I should let you know.
Oh, the one Dennis sent after is sign-in required, so I can't see it.
Sign-in required?
Yeah, the new one.
Was he a fucking idiot?
Did you make it adult, Dennis?
What on? Is it IMGUR?
Whatever the fuck. Imgur?
Yeah, that.
Is that how you say it?
Let me see. I'm really curious. Why can't you just...
Yeah, see? The spaceman says no.
That's weird.
Hmm.
What happened?
I got a little super chat from Andrew Jackson. How much money for stupid French? Hashtag bad friend.
$3.
He already sent $3, and now he sent another two.
No, it's $3 a week.
Ian, stop selling wrenches. You're not.
Yeah, but you gave away for free, asshole. At least I'm making money.
You're not, though.
Andrew Jackson, let me tell you, just be nice to Joe. He'll give you a wrench eventually. He can't help it.
Everyone's being nice. Well.
You know, or just have like a really big cat fight and you all get a wrench.
What? There's enough wrenches.
Remember that one week that people had that big fight?
There's enough wrenches out there. What are you talking about?
That Ian? One week.
That one week.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I know Ian doesn't listen when he's not here.
Yeah, I know. Ian, what are you talking about?
I listened for a... Forget it.
What?
Oh, God, every time I click, the fucking GIF is back and I can't look away.
Well, that's... The beauty of it.
Beauty.
All right, we got 10 minutes left, Dan.
Ornate orator says, "I love you, Joe. Wrench me, daddy." God damn, that's uncomfortable.
You had me until the last word.
How uncomfortable is that?
The last word put me in a bad mood.
How uncomfortable is that? Like in porn, where they throw out the daddy or the fucking.
Not just porn, but I know. Like, there's girls. That's the thing. Like, there are couples where the guy wants the girl to call them daddy in bed.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
There's some shit went down there, man, in the past somewhere.
Like, what kind of shit?
Something went down.
Like, sexual? Like, I'm trying to figure out what you mean.
There's like I don't know, man. There's a thing where.
Wait, are you talking about the guy or the girl?
Somewhere in there.
Because normally it's
the
guy.
Because I'd feel weird if someone.
It's
said
the girl
that
wants it every time. It's the girl.
It's the girl that wants to say it.
Always.
It's really?
Is it?
Yes. It's the girl. It's the, yes.
Because I always,
in my experience.
Is that what you found in your experience?
From the looks of Ian, is this his life theme song?
It's way more than once.
Is this your life theme song? Mr. Smith wants to know, Ian. He said it's about herpes.
What a terrible song. Holy shit.
DJ, that was, DJ Rose Beef says, what about brother? That sounds way more forced and awkward. Is that a thing?
In porn, I've seen that.
I doubt it.
I know you have. You've also seen Nephew.
Yeah. Hey, wait.
That wasn't porn.
That was Thanksgiving.
I always mess this. Omega Wolf. My ex wanted that shit to an uncomfortable extent. Really? I don't...
Aletha Nemesis, is it weird that I have problems with a chick calling me daddy, but I'm perfectly fine with a Latina calling me poppy?
No, that's not weird, because that's just how they talk.
Daddy just sounds creepier than Poppy.
Yeah, because they say that to, like...
Hey, Poppy.
Anyone other than their... Not just their father. You know what I mean? Like, right. That's like a...
Like, that's probably in all the AOC porn.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's not that... On the level of daddy weirdness, no, I don't think it compares to that.
Pneumatic artist. I love it when you to me, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Hit that shit, bro.
I don't know what that was.
Well, I too have my horse call me Papa as I come in their hair. Casper Myers. Thank you, Papa.
Ugh. Thanks for that visual, Dan. Alright. Less than 10 minutes left, Dan.
Less than 10 minutes left?
I think we should do something.
We should do something.
Yeah.
Watch more porn about coronavirus.
Yeah, let's give away some wrenches. Come on.
Ian, shut the fuck up. All right, that's a perfect still image.
Ian,
I'm leaving that.
Ian, if you keep doing that, Joe's not going to beg you to come back next week.
What?
What?
Hmm?
A man calling another man boss is equivalent to a girl calling a man daddy. So they do it sarcastically?
Is that what it?
Whatever you say, boss.
I've always hated that. That's always annoyed me.
The boss thing?
Oh, it's so condescending. Chief,
isn't it?
Boss.
Chief, boss.
Yeah, isn't
yeah.
it? It's cunty.
Champ.
I don't know.
Oh, it's so cunty.
I don't know if they mean it like that, but I don't care. That's how I take it every time.
Or like my man. If I don't know you, don't call me my man yeah. or chief or boss. Or don't call me nephew.
Or Nate or Raider.
You're hanging on the hood. Nephew.
Or Nate or Raider.
Calling you nephew.
What are you doing, step bro? Those are the creepiest ones.
Yeah, and it comes out so natural.
Andrew Jackson, $2, let the wrenching happen.
Marie says, I like the darkness as well. Branch out in music and learn to enjoy life a bit.
No, there's four bands, Marie, and any other bands that Joe hears, he gets mad about.
Yeah, I don't like branching out in music, and I don't like enjoying life.
He doesn't like branching out in music or choices of women when his aunt's around.
What?
What?
Huh? Yes, Joe Valentine, hit the like button. Thank you. Boss is a prison term, apparently, E.T. says.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
What
about champ, Ian?
Just call me my fucking name, you know, boss. Don't call me any kind of term of endearment.
But at the same time, you don't mind, like, dude or man, right?
I don't mind it for my friends.
Right.
Yeah, dude or man is fine. Bro is fine.
Step bro?
Don't call me step bro.
Hi, step brother. Do you want to study for the test? The big test?
But step sis, our parents aren't home yet. And they won't be for another half hour.
I would assume that they just call each other step sis and step bro all the time.
Yeah, it comes up so natural in those porns. The worst ones, I was thinking of cutting up audio, but then that would entail me going through videos.
On your hard drive?
SD card.
Oh!
Where it's, oh, son.
Oh, son, it's so creepy.
That is one of the creepiest, like, I don't know how you keep a heart on watching that. And there's so much of that porn. Like,
what I hate is
any porn website,
dude,
that's like at the top of the page.
What I hate is when you're watching a porn and you don't know it's that.
That's usually what, yeah.
And then, like, it starts.
You guys know they're actors, right?
What?
Wait.
Sorry.
Are you trying to say that that's not the woman's offspring that is putting his pee-pee inside her vid-JJ?
And seems to be holding a camera that she can't see?
And they're in bed at night with the lights on? They're trying to sleep with the lights on?
She always seems to need to wake him up for school while he has a camera.
Or he wakes her up by poking her in the ass with her dick.
Well, for someone that doesn't like this a lot, you know how all them are.
Hey, look, they've come up over the years when I used to always go to porn sites, and I'm telling you, they were always at the top.
Whoa, wait, are you implying that you don't go to porn sites anymore?
Oh, no, I still watch porn, but not nearly as much.
God.
No, not nearly as much as I used to.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, it's like the top, it's like the most viewed, you know what I'm trying to say? It's like the most.
Yeah. It's like the most trending porn.
Exactly.
Or Nate or Raider, but you're my brother. Step brother. Totally okay.
They just throw that step in real quick.
Stepson.
I wonder if they think that's going to make it more...
Yeah, it makes it fine. It's totally okay. They didn't do that in the 80s. You know.
No, not in Taboo 1 yeah, through 4.
Which you have on Blu-ray.
Yes.
Here, in this room.
Behind you.
Mm-hmm. Creepy. Mm-hmm. I'll never say that again.
Oh, thanks for broadcasting that, by the way, because my girlfriend knows they're there.
What?
Yeah, she mentioned, I forget what how it came up, but she brought up, you know those porns you have over there? I'm like, what?
Where, are they what over porn? In the stack?
Yeah, they're right there. Because you held them up in front of the camera.
Oh.
And I had to explain that I pulled them out just for you to put up on the show.
Yeah, but they're still yours.
And not that you just put porn in the garbage.
It wasn't porn.
I get it. It wasn't porn. It was CD. Dude. Oh, no, it was.
It was.
You can't show that. You can't show that.
Why? I'll cover the part where their vagina.
That's not YouTube friendly.
Hold on. I'll cover the parts up that are bad.
Stop it.
Well, it's anal pounding 5. But her vagina...
That came in a box set that a friend...
Covering where her...
I had a friend that worked at a Romantic
it's
Depot.
It's anal pounding 5.
She got me 5. A bunch of DVDs. You can't do that!
Did you get 1 through 4?
I believe I have that somewhere.
Oh, good. I wouldn't want you to be confused about the storyline.
Casper Myers, I agree. Taboo does have the best intro music. Not just the best intro music, but the best porn music.
As you can see, this is a top-notch film with style.
And that was from what?
Top-notch film. Cherry.
Cherry, the magazine, yeah.
Oh, is that what that is? Hottest ever filmed. 100% on the meter. Is that slang from back then?
I don't know. I mean, Ian, you all right? Did you just come?
Good. No.
You all right?
No, just a yawn.
Oh, thanks for that.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
This is part 4.
Well,
in the 4th installment...
Installment.
Well, the first one's about Barbara Scott, who is played by Kay Parker, and her husband leaves her. Oh.
Mm.
Blaming her frigidity?
I don't know.
For destroying their marriage, she's left alone without a source of income and charged with taking care of their...
Or a source of cock.
Yeah, and charged with... They left that part out. And charged with taking care of their teenage son, Paul. Feeling vulnerable, she turns to her friend Gina... Who opens Barbara's eyes to the secret world of suburban swingers. Oh.
Yeah.
But as erotic tension grows, Barbara begins to fantasize about her handsome son.
Mm.
This is where Joe should turn it off, but no.
No, this is, again, I gotta go with, what did, who just said that in the chat? Brother I, thank you. Yeah, Joe respects the classics. This is, the reason I have that, and the reason I know about it, is because it's like the first porn... Stop throwing porn on the garbage!
It's not in the garbage.
It's the first porn that I saw when I was like, I don't know, 8, 17, 16?
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you.
I think I was 16, and I stole a bunch of porn out of my dad's bedroom, VHS tapes, and they were Taboo. And that's my introduction to porn, it's so...
Your today...
Terrible.
It's your birthday today. Oh no. Celebrate.
We will control any. I'm scratching my disc.
Epic. You haven't ripped these yet?
Oh, fuck. It's 8:59. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, well, they're not gonna hear the plats.
Brother Eye, Taboo Watch Party on DLive.
They're not going to hear the plots to Taboo 2 and 3.
Well,
Ian 3 has an Asian lady.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I don't know why they put that. She's not prominently featured in the film.
Oh. Maybe it's just to get a different demographic.
I guess so.
Hmm.
All right.
Shortly after the conclusion of Taboo 1. Oh, well, that's good. I wouldn't want to be like, how many years have gone by since Taboo 1 ended?
And it was Taboo left off on end. Such a cliffhanger.
Was it a cliffhanger?
Yeah, I had to see that.
Is he going to come? I wonder. Taboo 2 introduces Junior McBride, Kevin James. Oh, I know his stand-up.
He died of AIDS.
Oh. He died of AIDS.
Is that a song?
Who upon discovering... It was in Team America.
All right.
Who upon discovering that his best friend, Paul, had an incestuous relationship with his mother, Kay Parker... Begins to explore his own curiosity for familial love. Wow. So this is just kind of what people did in the 80s, huh?
Yeah.
It's a good thing we have
and
Xbox
E.T. Rigel is right. 80s porn had a whiff of more reality.
This is reality?
Well, he's saying the chicks didn't fake it as hard. back then.
Oh, or shave.
You're really into it. Yeah, that too. All right. We got to get out of here.
Great show either way, but more porn talk. Come on. Thank you, Casper Myers. It's got my America Fuck Yeah reference.
Do you guys remember the first porn you ever watched? I remember.
Yes.
Dr. Hooters.
Dr. Hooters.
Dr. Hooters was the
first. The only way to examine anybody?
It was the first VHS porn that I stole out of my dad's room. And, yes, believe it or not, Dan, this doctor's office only accepted patients with gigantic bosoms.
Oh.
And that's all he seemed to...
Maybe he specialized in those.
Apparently he did, because that's all he seemed interested in when they came into his waiting room, which, oddly enough, seemed like a hotel room. You know?
Hmm. That's strange how that works. Did he have, like, a stethoscope on, though?
He did.
So he's definitely a doctor.
Guess where he put the end of that stethoscope?
Was it on their boobs?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's where you get the best heartbeat.
Especially on the nipple.
A lot of heartbeat in the nipple.
Yeah. What was your first porn?
Mine? Or Ian's? Ian?
Oh, mine was Little Oral Annie.
Ah, yes.
Oh, that's a classic.
That's a classic, yes. Little Oral Annie.
Was there a sequel to that?
Little Oral Annie too.
Yeah, but she was black.
Oh.
In the remake, yeah.
Oh, there's a remake. There's a reboot?
Yeah, there's a reboot.
Okay. Little Oral Anita. What was your first, Dan?
Seven Angry Women. It was a playoff of 12 Angry Men.
Wow.
Yeah, they had
to. How come only seven? Because they get only like 7/10 of...
It's probably just like really expensive to have 12 porn actresses in a movie. So they just went with seven. And what happened was there was a crime committed, some sort of sexual crime, and they were all enacting how they thought it happened.
I see.
And so it would have flashbacks of how I think it happened like this. And then they would bow.
They'd put it in black and white, the flashbacks?
I think it just did like the woo-doo-doo screen.
Oh, right. The fuzzy dream sequence, yeah. Kind of swirly. Yeah.
And then they talked like normal people.
Right. Let's see. Frozen Asians was Dream Quest with Jenna Jameson. Wow, you must be young if your first porn was with Jenna Jameson.
Yeah. Lou Ferrigno, Debbie Does Dallas, the classic.
This is another classic, yeah. I think I have that somewhere in my old place.
It also had a Jack and the Beanstalk porn on the same tape animated. Jack was used as a dildo. DJ Roast Beef, Da Vinci Coed.
There was one, I think...
Da Vinci Coed.
Oh, those Spice Channel movies were the best.
Oh, right? Other like, People's Honey I saw on Spice back in the day?
There was one... It was a Natural Born Killers spoof.
Why would they do that as a spoof?
Dude, like, the scenes, like, the sex scenes, some of them were, like, green.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're being all artsy, just like Natural Born Killers. Right. It was... And yeah, it was Spice, though. So it wasn't... It was like the guy eating out the girl's belly button. Like, it was like Skinamax.
Oh, because it would... It was no penetration. Did you ever see on Spice where they would have real penetration porns, but they would just move the screen so you couldn't see the actual penetration?
Yes, that's right.
So it would just be like the upper half of somebody, but it was like cut really weird.
Yeah.
It was fucking great.
But also back in like the late 80s, 90s, they would film porn like two different ways. They'd film where they're really fucking, but then they'd also like...
Oh, they filmed for Spice where, yeah.
Right, they changed the angle on certain cameras where you can't see the actual intercourse.
But right, they were so you could have, like, angles for channels like that?
Softcore angles, yeah.
Oh.
See, oh, remember back in the day, like, in the early 90s when they or the late 80s, they'd have a porn scene or movie where, like, it's a loop where you'd see the exact same sequence of fucking, like, every 45 seconds?
Oh, would remember just keep that? Looping back to it?
It would keep looping back to it, and it'd have...
10 minutes of fucking, but it was just the same scene.
It was the same like 3 minutes for three times in a loop. It was crazy. How'd they get away with that shit?
It was just because they had to cut out all the actual fucking. Phil and Casper Myers both mentioned watching scrambled porn as a kid. I definitely watched scrambled porn.
Oh, we all did. I came for the first time watching that.
Did you really?
Really?
Oh yeah.
Well, first thing I jerked off to was actually the scene in Under Siege where the chick jumps out of the cake.
Out of the cake.
Yeah. Me and my friend were watching it. We were like 11 or 12 or something like that.
You jerked off in the same room?
Aaliyah Eleniuk or something like that?
Yeah.
No, we were watching the movie and his mom was there.
Whoa.
And the scene happened, because we didn't know that scene was in the movie, and the scene happened and both of us were just like looking around. We were like, oh, look at that painting over there. Like, you know, and then the scene ended.
So the mom was watching with you?
And well, I think she didn't expect it either. But like, what was she going to do? Like, dive at the VCR?
I think she like react?
I think she was just kind of like, I didn't expect this in this movie because she, you know, probably had to rent it for us,
right?
And then like, you know, later on, like
that night. Oh, so you jerked off thinking about it.
Later on that night, I was like, I gotta go in the other. I gotta go get something. I gotta go to the bathroom. And yeah, I definitely watched that scene.
You kids today have it so good.
You have no idea.
We had to go on memory.
You have no idea what it was like.
Of rated R scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. There was... I'm trying to think of the amount of...
No. And then I rented it, and I like, it was just... You'd keep rewinding it.
Oh, I did
that. It was only a 4 seconds, so like maybe a 10-second scene.
The amount of...
So it was like...
The amount of the regular rated R movies where there was just either nudity or, like you said, a 30-second sex scene... And you I would just jerk off and keep rewinding. And just keep
one
rewinding.
One hand on your dick, and the other on the remote.
Yep. And just, I would try to come while that was still on. That was the other battle, to not come when it would cut to a random scene of nothing.
Yeah, I didn't want my first come to be Steven Seagal.
Exactly. Yes.
Fuck me up for life. Yeah,
punching a piece of wood. Yeah.
Well, now I'm angry when I come. Great.
You had to be timed at the right moment.
Andrew Jackson goes, I remember having to collect Hyde magazines. My bedroom, I lived in my parents', like, we had a finished basement. I lived down there, and we had drop ceiling, and I would push the tiles up and keep my porn in the drop ceiling. Like, as if
how many magazines?
Just like a couple. Not enough. You didn't want enough to wear, like, fall.
I had a
couple
giant...
of tapes up there and shit.
I went in the garage one day, and I had fucking pay dirt. There was a giant, like, moving box filled with, like, not just Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler, Wii. Remember that one?
No.
Yeah.
I remember Hustler. I remember
there was
all
a couple
those
other ones. But it had to be, like, fucking 60 magazines. And I put them all in my bedroom closet.
Right.
And...
Did you ever get caught?
No.
JG... I remember JPEGs taking 50 minutes to load a naked picture. Oh, you remember downloading a naked picture and like just like
not even
line
downloading, just
by
loading
line,
it on your screen, just
line
clicking the
by
link.
Line, you'd have to there let it load,
all
and then it gets to the dick,
were,
and you're like, "Son of a!"
All those sites were called like something list,
yeah,
like something whatever, like big tit list or something. But yeah, it was all just hyperlinks that you would click on, and it wasn't even downloading; it was just a page loading an image, and yeah, it would come down like a quarter of an inch at a time.
Yeah, and you had to just wait. I remember my cousin, and the higher quality of the picture, the longer it would take. So if it was like this fuzzy, terrible picture, like it would load quick enough.
Yeah.
I remember my cousin would go on an AOL chat rooms. You could go on pick trading rooms, and people would trade picks.
Right.
And the more, he explained to me, the more explanation
like IRC
points.
Or whatever?
I don't remember. Yeah. But the more exclamation points in front of the picture, the hotter it was, as he explained it to me. So he would, like, put, like, searching, like, and, like, people would direct message you. It was, like, nowadays, if you think about it, the creepiest fucking thing on earth.
Just trading naked booby pics with other guys.
With like, and we were, like,
and I remember
16.
That though, like, so tell me what you got.
Yeah, this was definitely, like, adults trading with, like, you know, we were, you know, 16.
I'm sure there was other
14,
kids
whatever
you were talking to. But, yeah, I remember that whole thing. It was, you were in a chat room, and it was, so I got this. What do you got? I'll give you this for that.
I'll trade you this for that.
Yeah.
I already have this one.
And you had to wait fucking, like, 45 minutes on CompuServe for one JPEG to transfer.
I remember the first time we downloaded a video, it took, like, 20 minutes, and it was, like, a three-second, like, fuck or something.
It was, like, a QuickTime video,
yeah,
right?
It was, like, something was so bad.
Yeah. No, what was before that? Like, RealVid? What was it? Wasn't
something
it real?
Like that. I don't remember.
It was real something.
I remember I used to. I do a bit about this. Printing them out.
Yeah.
I would go at 2 a.m. I'd like sneak down, and I do a whole bit about.
Did you have a color
sneaking
printer?
Down to it. Yeah. But the printer was so fucking loud, especially like 2 a.m.
There would be a line between
like,
each.
Oh yeah,
right?
It wasn't like perfect. Yeah, and but it would just be like, and you're just like, shut the fuck up, and you take like your little.
What?
Stack like your little porn up to your room, like your stack of porn.
Well, my first computer was this IBM laptop. I traded my friend a BB gun for it. His mom worked at IBM, and he had a couple laptops, and he gave me this what the fuck? It was, you know what? It was similar to one of your old soundboard, a ThinkPad.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One of the original like ThinkPads, and this was the first computer in my house, and it was when, what was it, Net Zero was out? Was that what it's called? Where it was free internet, but you had a...
Oh.
It was free because there were ads on your screen.
Yes, vaguely banners familiar. Banners and shit. Vaguely familiar.
And obviously it was dial-up, so I went down in the basement, and I would plug the phone jack into the laptop, and there was no door between the upstairs where my parents were in the basement.
Yeah.
So you could hear what was downstairs if they were in the living room.
Yeah.
So I had to plug the
phone. This is the house that we used to record in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I'd be in the room outside of what the studio was.
Oh, man, that's risky.
But
all you see is like the legs coming down and you know you're finished.
Uh-huh.
Because when they make the turn and come down, you're in full view.
Yeah.
Oh, risky.
But I would plug the phone cord in the laptop, connect to Net Zero, and put the couch cushion on top of the laptop and sit on it so it would muffle that. Muffle the dial-up noise.
That's awesome.
And one day I sat on it too hard and I broke it.
No!
Yeah.
The porn pipe!
I cracked the screen.
That was my access. Mm.
Oh, Juno. I remember Juno, too.
Was Juno like the same thing?
I also remember there was some kind of thing that would... Net Zero, I think it was Net Zero. You only had a certain amount of time to use it for free, even with the ads. But if you moved your mouse and you clicked around and you were actively browsing the ads, it would let you build up credit. I remember my friend gave me this software that...
Oh, my God.
It would move the mouse for you when you weren't using the computer
over
to
the
stay
ads.
Active. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I do remember those. I remember those fucking crack programs people used to have.
Yep.
They used to have the one where it would kick you off AOL by it would send you like 1,000 instant messages, and it would short circuit your AOL and knock you offline.
Yeah.
And back then, knocking offline was like a huge pain in the ass because you had to redial back up.
Take 45 minutes. Yeah, that's right.
No, I remember one time someone tried to kick me, and I clicked the X on every chat window as they came up and stayed online.
That's right. It was like an instant message kind of like virus almost.
Yeah, and basically it would send you so many instant messages that it would crash your AOL.
Yeah.
AOL, kids.
JG AOL. Has a good question. Is Ian busy jerking up to all this talk right now?
I'm right here. What are you talking about?
Well, you're quiet.
I'm enjoying the conversation.
Oh, good, man.
No, it's just that your video's frozen. I can't see you, so I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, no, it's a great face I'm making.
Oh, JG, don't pick up the phone, man. Fuck, that was... Oh. That's right. That was the other thing I had to be conscious of. I had to plug the phone into the laptop late at night, or late enough where I would assume no one would be calling the house, and I'd be deathly afraid that a relative would be calling, couldn't get through, and then call back when I was off and say, your phone was busy.
I couldn't get on the phone.
And then I have to explain, yeah, but... Shit.
Yeah, look at these titties, though. Dude, are that and the fucking, like, I'm downloading stuff, don't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
That's the fucking worst.
I think, I'm trying to remember, I mean, my house definitely.
I remember we got our.
It didn't happen, but I think some people had two phone lines for the internet,
we
right?
We did. We got a second phone line.
See, if you were on the internet, you couldn't use the phone.
We did eventually, but it was because my
once
dad.
Once we got a family computer.
Got sick of, like. You know, he'd be doing, like, work and shit. Because we had our computer in the fucking family room.
Right.
Because back then you had a family computer.
Yeah, that's...
Like, everyone didn't have their own shit.
Yeah, it was an IBM.
So, like, my dad would be, like, you know, sitting there, and someone would pick up the phone, like, in the room.
And
he'd be like, what the fuck? He'd get all mad.
For all you kids that don't know, that's all it would take to disconnect your internet.
Yeah,
if someone picked up the house phone, you got disconnected. That was it. Instantly. But
oh my god, that's right, I remember all that. And then we got a second line, and I remember when our first 56K came. Holy shit.
That's right. What was it before? Like 56K?
14.4 was the first
that's
one
right.
that we had. And then it went to 28.
Right.
And then it went to 56. And then it went I forgot what the cable was back then. Time Warner maybe, but they went to cable. Like in the late 90s. And I was like, holy shit, I can download a whole song in just 6 minutes.
That was, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But because I remember when Napster was out, that was late in the game. Nick would come over to my place, he didn't have a computer or the internet, and we'd go on Napster and download a bunch of like Eagles songs, go to McDonald's for an hour, come back, and they'd be maybe 75% done.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like six MP3s.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd be done.
I had me and my brother had a list of songs next to the computer. That's right, Phil, Roadrunner. Phil knows we lived in the same town growing up. It was fucking Roadrunner. That's what it was called, the first cable modems we had. Me and my brother had a list of songs next to the computer, and like you would download two or three at a time and just cross them off as you got. And if you thought of a new song, you added it to the list because it would take weeks to download like a page of songs.
Oh, yeah. At least.
You kids today!
Casper says LimeWire porn pics. LimeWire, BearShare, all those. That was the worst. God. When
and none of it was labeled right.
Everything was mislabeled. You would download something that said, like, you know, I don't know, blonde teen tits.
Yeah.
And
it was just an Aerosmith song.
It was anything. You didn't know. It was... I saw some scary shit that was mislabeled. I don't know about you.
Yeah, there was some... That was the other risk.
You got some shit you did not want.
People got off on mislabeling back then.
You think that, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was like the first...
I thought it was people
just
doing it.
The first trolls, right?
Yeah, that was like the early trolling. Was people like, you know, putting the hot new
and then
fucking Linkin Park song.
I think
and
you're
it was
right.
Really,
yeah, that
yeah.
was like the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how many times like a new... I remember Green Day was coming out with...
American
I
want to
say Warning was coming out.
Okay, that was before America, yeah.
And it was like a leaked track
it was like 98.
From Green Day.
Yeah.
And I remember I downloaded it, and it was like a kind of a really punky song. I remember like, wow, like Green Day's going back to like their older stuff. And then the album came out, and it was not Green Day. Someone just uploaded some fucking punk
song. It was probably
song,
their band.
Like their band.
That
exactly.
happened a lot,
yeah.
I remember I downloaded, that's how I discovered
but that
the band.
Song was Warning by Green Day for me for like 3 weeks.
That's how I discovered the band Accept. I went to download an AC/DC song, and that band Accept Balls to the Wall. I thought it was AC/DC for the longest time. But I actually discovered bands I never would have thought of. What?
I don't know what this is referenced.
Why?
Jim Edward. You learn computer, you get smart. Frozo's Parents 2001. What is this? Something went wrong.
It's a link that, who put that in the chat? That's Frozen Asian. I'm just checking out.
Minutes.
I'm checking out what the link is.
It's trustworthy, Frozen Asian said. What is it?
Yeah. What is this here?
This is what you said.
My fellow Americans, I would once again like to say that I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did.
Oh,
however,
this is one of the things when you download. Yes, get this.
Hundreds of free products,
there were bits
computers,
and shit.
Notebooks and accessories, televisions, home and portable audio and video, fashion and cosmetics, housewares, and much more. Visit them today at www.ifreeclub.com. That's www.
That's I forgot about the ads that you would get when you thought it was a song. This is why you support your band by buying their music instead of downloading it in crappy quality from LimeWire.
Yep.
This is from 2008.
Every punk cover was mislabeled as Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. Every parody was Weird Al. Yeah, Phil, exactly. This is definitely Weird Al. It's not Weird Al. Jim F. Oh, cool, the new Eminem is out. Play, it's a dog fucking a chick.
fuck. All right. We should get out of here.
Yeah? Had enough, huh?
No, I'm just saying. It's like 9:20.
Yeah?
You want to keep going?
How you feeling, Ian?
I'm so tired.
I know you got a long drive ahead of you.
He's back.
I have a long walk upstairs.
You got to walk up the stairs. Lean back.
I'm so shot. I ate an entire bag of potato chips, and I'm so crashing right now.
Wow, man, that sounds terrible.
Crashing from potato chips.
Can you guys relate to that?
I'm gonna have
Not
another piece
all,
of pizza
fag.
On the way home.
Not at all.
Why'd you call him that?
Because it seemed fitting. Seemed to fit. Okay. Just looking at the chat here.
Jim Edward, keep going. I'm going to come. Yeah, Ian does have the gang. Oh, Ian's back now. He's leaning forward. Now he's in.
Oh, he's still moving. Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Ken of the North, or you get the shriek noise halfway through the song.
Oh, like those videos that were... It was like some car driving through like a nice, calm like valley, and then there was that...
Oh, fuck that shit.
That was also like one of the earlier troll kind of things.
Yeah, that was an early...
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that was like a .dot WMV or whatever the fuck file. It was
no, but he's right too. The shriek halfway through the song, you download a song, or sometimes it would just be a loop. It'd be the first 30 seconds, so you'd listen to it, be like, oh, it's right.
Yeah, because then you heard it on the radio, so you knew.
Like you'd realize later, like what
it was
the
just
fuck?
A loop for 5 minutes of the same 30 seconds. Yeah, but what the fuck did those people get out of that?
I think it's like Ian said, it was like the first trolls.
Just knowing people downloaded
it. Just knowing that somebody downloaded it. It's the same way like a troll will go online and just say something trollish and then just like rub his hands while people overreact to it. Like knowing that he got people's shit all twisted. The only difference then was the troll didn't actually get to see the reaction. He just like felt it. Like he just felt the disturbance in the world.
He had to imagine it.
Of him shit, not shit posting, but whatever. Shit uploading.
Right. Yeah, that was... What was your go-to? Was it LimeWire? Because I remember... Didn't one get shut down? I remember having to go to Bear
Share.
I started
with Napster, and then
Napster
Metallica
was just for audio.
Music, yeah.
LimeWire was awesome for
LimeWire
a long time.
Yeah, it was
and
for
then,
any kind of file.
So when
there was Bear
when
Share,
Metallica...
Remember Kazaa? I think Kazaa was...
I think Kazaa and LimeWire are the same program. I think someone... Yeah. I had Napster until it got shut down. And they made. Remember, they made a pay Napster.
Yeah,
like it was like the first Apple Music.
Well, they tried
basically.
To get around the legal when they're being sued. Well,
yeah, they basically had it so you could like buy downloadable music. And I love that the record companies were fighting it because like now that's how music is. Like who buys a CD except for Joe? But then LimeWire, dude, and LimeWire is when I realized like, oh my god, I can get videos on here too. And that's when you found all the porn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then you were like, oh shit, I can't wait to load this all onto a floppy. Remember you'd have a dude. I had a case.
So did I.
Filled with floppy disks of porn.
All 3.5 megabytes.
Yeah, and it was like full. Nothing you could keep on a floppy.
But back then, like the pictures were
you
such shitty quality.
Your floppy changing. Where's the one with the picture I like?
You had to wait till that slide snapped back to pull it out.
Oh, I know. Remember someone coming and you're trying to get the fucking disk out.
Yep.
Dude, I had a floppy that the metal thing was bent because I
that
pulled it out
time.
Too quick.
You have to bend
but
it
I
back.
Loved what was on it. So like I didn't get right. I would have to hold it and push it in, and when I would pull it out, I would have to like put my fingers on the metal and pull it out.
But I'm pretty sure there was I remember I had one bent so bad I just ripped the metal slide off and just put it in like that.
Oh, it worked like that?
And it read like that.
Well, I wish I knew that back 20 years ago.
Well, then if
E.T. Rigel says, I wish this show was on more than once a week. That's great.
Thank you, E.T.
Well, fucking Phil, burn that shit onto a CDRW. Yeah, we didn't have that yet, motherfucker.
That was not available.
I remember when you learned how to, when we first got that, when you could first burn shit onto a CD.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's when, like, me and Nick would download shit on Napster and leave the house for at least an hour until it was done.
To burn it up? Yeah.
Yeah, we'd come back and burn it on a CD.
No, I'm talking when you could burn data onto a CD.
Oh.
Because you could burn your porn onto a CD.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Was it 750 megabytes?
I don't remember. I just remember, like, you could get, like, a 30-second video on it, like, or, like, a 15-second video on it. And it would fill the whole
Oh, sorry, you mean
fucking,
the floppy?
The disc, the first CDs, like, the early CDs.
Oh, okay.
The writable CDs, like, you couldn't fit much on there.
Yeah, the early ones, I forget how much they held.
But I remember, like, getting our first computer that had a writer.
Yeah.
And it was like 4X or something like
that.
That was
the other thing. Yeah, it would take an hour to burn at least.
Yeah.
Just to burn like 4 songs. But yeah.
Devil Sunburn 99. Remember iPods? Yeah.
I still have one in my car.
Do you? I still have one on my desk at home. I have this dream I'm going to like plug it in and like see what's on it, but it just never happens.
Yeah, I got the last generation that was made.
That was the best one, man.
It's still working.
What, like 250 gigs or something like that?
I think it's 180.
Something like that. But the point is, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. These kids today.
Come on. I remember when the iPod first came out, my friend Charlie got it. And I was like, what the fuck do you need that for? What do you need
the music.
We need to have 100 songs.
And then he explained to you that it could hold all the Pearl Jam albums at once.
And I went out and bought it.
Yep. And you could even put some Temple of the Dog on there. what?
But I remember when it came out thinking, this is never going to take off. This is going to be a stupid fad. This is just going to be, and now it's...
Oh, you know what I had before my iPod? Dell had a version.
An MP3 player?
Yeah, it was an MP3 player by Dell. Oh, I bet it's somewhere in like a box at home.
I thought Apple were the first ones to come out with an MP3 player.
And then other companies out too.
Oh, right.
But we didn't have an Apple computer. We had a Dell computer.
I actually had a Zune.
Yeah, this was right before Zune. Jim Edward. I made a lot of money in high school the old-fashioned way, selling drugs.
Could you even put a porn on an iPod? You could put one on a Zune. I remember I had video on my Zune. And it was...
You couldn't put it on the iPod until they came out with the iPod Touch, that video.
Never had one of those.
Remember when your favorite song would finish downloading, then this would play.
God, yes!
The Rickroll. Classic.
Classic.
I think this is like the original audio troll.
This was, yeah.
Right? Jim Enward had a mini disc player. I remember I wanted one of those so bad. You remember the mini CD Sony had?
Oh, wow.
I wanted one of those so bad. And luckily, before I could gather enough money to buy one, they went out of style.
Oh, I remember another one. I remember another one. Now, people in the chat remember this. Joe's not going to, and I'm not saying this like to be a dick. It was mostly on rap songs. But you guys remember, or Ian, I don't know if you listened to any rap back then. When you download a rap song and the beginning of it was like the DJ who recorded it like yelling over it.
It's like a mixtape, yeah.
Yeah, remember it was like a mixtape, like, remember you heard it here first, DJ whoever. Like, but he would like, he'd get the song, burn it, and then record himself like talking over the beginning,
promoting
to like
his own.
Promote himself to like go to him. Come here for all your MP3s or whatever. Oh yeah, you never got to experience that. That was fun. I didn't realize until later that those songs actually didn't have that on them, that people were adding.
You thought every...
I just thought that there was...
Underground rap track had some kind
of... Yeah, I just thought that was part of it.
It was just like a hype man.
Yeah, I thought that everyone had their own hype. Frozen Asian, yeah, there you go.
I mean, dude, I'm old enough where I was recording songs off the radio with a cassette deck.
I remember that.
Yep. I absolutely did that.
Yeah. I remember I listened to the top 9 at 9 for the one rock song that would be in between all the poppy...
You gotta plus like
shit.
You plus like play record pause and then unpause it at the exact right second.
Right, and you have to listen to the DJ intro it.
Well, no, the worst part was if you were recording, like I remember recording a Pearl Jam concert on Z100.
No way.
And you had to try to time out when to flip the tape without
interrupting
a song.
A song.
You
yeah.
had to time
so
it.
You were
to
watching
know when,
in a little window.
Yeah. To know when the first side would run out before you flip it and record on the other. Yeah. That was Atlanta, 94.
I recorded the same concert. And then I bought the discs when they came out, Tower Records.
Yeah, but that was the same.
Oh, I remember when they released all
those. Do
you
remember the contest, Ian? If you counted the amount of times Eddie Vedder said, fuck, you got the next album, Vitalogy?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was part of the contest when they played the concert, yeah.
Did they blot it out?
Oh, yeah, it was pre-recorded.
So you had to, like...
They didn't play it live.
Hear all the beeps?
That was the exact contest, Count the Bleeps.
Count the Bleeps, that's great.
Yeah. But
Casper Myers, goddamn, we are old. Yes, sir, we are.
Yeah, we definitely are. Yeah, that was Z100 in New York anyway.
For us, it was K104, and it was like 90% pop music. And because I live further upstate, we didn't really get the Z100.
You didn't get the city stations?
Not really.
Really?
And we had K104, and it was almost all pop. And so they'd have the top 9 at 9, 9 o'clock every night. They'd be the top 9 songs of the day. And there was, like, one rock song. Like, there would be a Pearl Jam song. Or there'd be, like, a song from, you know, Smash Mouth. There'd be, like, one song from, like, that didn't have NSYNC or Backstreet Boys or, like, towards the late 90s.
Yeah.
Like, when the music started switching over.
Right.
And then I found we had an alternative rock station. And that was, like, the most magical moment for me when I realized we had a station that just played all the shit I liked.
Remember X107?
No, it was X107.
It was rock.
Wasn't that like club music? Wasn't that club and like techno?
No, and it was rock for a little while, and then it turned country.
92.7 and 96.9, pure rock. Pure
92.3 K Rock was rock, and then X107 was like the competition rock station, but it didn't last long.
I hear you, Casper. I just turned 39 myself. There you go, Phil. WRV. See, Phil knows. We fucking grew up together. Well, we grew up in the same town. We meet each other from college.
Ian mentions Tower Records. I've missed Tower Records. Even though it was $18.99 for a fucking CD, and you can go to Best Buy and get one for $11.
They got sued for that?
Did they?
They got sued for overcharging.
There's a great documentary on Tower Records.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called, but Tower Records had the best selection, and they had the singles and the B-side. Oh.
And Pearl Jam played the one in Yonkers.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great YouTube video.
When was that?
1991 or 2.
I was going to say, it must have been early.
My friend was there for that, too.
I remember I went to the Tower Records in Nanuet, and Better Than Ezra played.
Wow. Better Than
that
Ezra.
That was technically my first concert ever. My cousin Eric took me to see that.
Ezra. I mean, I remember like three of their songs. But
I only know like two.
Good. I remember
I think I noticed
one. Oh, wow.
It was good living with you.
Wow. Yeah.
I loved God's Queen of New Orleans or something like that.
I don't know what that
is. Set him up, knock him down. God save the Queen of New Orleans. I don't know. It was really fucking catchy.
No idea. No,
man. I got to look that up in my fucking music.
No idea.
Shit.
Joe Valentine. Howard Stern was the shit, not so much now. No, now he's terrible. He's just the opposite of what he was. He won't even say the word retard on a show.
He won't?
No. No, they changed.
Oh, but he's very, like,
PC. Once he got into America's Got Talent or whatever the fuck he did.
He did that, so we kind of, like, changed his whole...
He hired someone.
King of New Orleans. Thank you, Phil. Phil's fucking killing. Thanks, Phil.
But I remember going to... I was on the bus. My high school was like maybe 8 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
And I'd have my Walkman and I would listen to 92.3 K-Rock for Howard.
Yeah.
And just about 4 out of 5 days of the week, it was a commercial break for the 5 minutes. So I got to hear maybe 2 minutes of the show.
Oh, really?
The amount of commercials. I just remember Heineken and
what
Burpee.
Year is this?
I was in high school. I graduated in 2001, so probably 98 I was listening.
Miami MILF just said, gotta go, darlings. Vegas is waiting. She was invited, too, I guess.
Oh, have fun, Miami MILF.
I had a buddy. We used to commute to college. We used to go to community college.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a huge Stern guy, and he would download all of the audio of the show like the next day, and he had like all of his shows like recorded.
Right.
And he would get so into the show that once he missed our exit on I-84 and drove all the way to Pennsylvania.
Great show, guys.
Just focused on the fucking show. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr.
Smith. Thank you for the music tonight, because you played some.
Yeah.
Some.
Yeah,
not
I enjoyed
music
some
fucking
tunes
with us.
It's not in my past. We spoke too soon. What do you think, Ian?
It's not bad.
Yes, it is, Ian. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. With that, we should get out of here.
All right. Locking it down.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks so much, you guys.
It's been fun. We will see you next Thursday.
Yes, we won't. I won't.
Well, I will. And Ian, you'll be down here?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Wow, so we're not going to do Tuesday? I'm just going to go.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. All right, we'll be here Tuesday.
You want to do Tuesday? You guys can do Thursday, too. More than once a week is what people have been asking for.
Yeah, we'll try to do
Thursday.
Somebody
and you will do Tuesday, and you and him will do Thursday?
Ian has his head on the microphone, doesn't look enthusiastic.
He's so into it. He's like, I can't wait to come down.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll be back Tuesday.
All right, so we'll do Tuesday, and then you and Ian can do...
Because you can't make Thursday. All right, we'll do that.
Can do Thursday, and then you guys do two...
Yeah.
Two of them.
That'll be fun. All right. Yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, cool.
Cunt, as they say.
Have
a good
see you
night,
next Tuesday.
Everybody.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for hanging with us.
Really
hit
up at Cousin Joe Show, at Joe Coletta, at Cousin Dan, at E-Rod Rogers. He never's on there, though.
Yep.
E-Rod Rogers on Instagram.
Maybe in the description, Joe, will put where my YouTube thing is since people couldn't find it.
I will put that tonight in the description of this video.
Because people were asking.
Okay, I'll put it there.
Thank you, Joe.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, Cousin Joe.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you. I said thank you.
See? Oh, I didn't know that's what that
big
was.
Big old daddy cock.
Oh, now I get it.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks.
You nincompoop.
Oh.
Don't end the show with that sound. The wah wah wah. That's not a good ending.
Eric,
don't do that.
That was the one I meant.
All right.
Okay.
It's not a good ending. All right.
This is.
But it's my birthday.
But it's yours. Happy birthday. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night.